Win fast, win often. The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com.
Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag. It's a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
The AM 1320 KCTC. Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News. I'm Steve Futterman, live at the Gerald Ford Museum in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Gerald Ford has been laid to rest. In a ceremony full of tradition, the 38th president was taken to his gravesite next to his presidential museum. There were a number of final tributes. A 21-gun salute, then a flyover by 21 F-15 jets. The benediction was delivered by the Ford's personal pastor, Reverend Robert Certain.
May his soul and the souls of all the departed through the mercy of God rest.
At the very end, the flag that's been covering Mr. Ford's casket was folded. Then Vice President Cheney presented it to Betty Ford. She clutched it to her heart. I'm Steve Futterman, live in Grand Rapids. Now with more CBS News, here's Harley Carnes.
Democrats' political appetites may be whetted for the first 100 hours of the new Congress. That's the word from party leaders with big plans to push legislation through right away.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. President Bush's message to the new Democratic-controlled Congress, let's cooperate.
I welcome their arrival into town. I'm looking forward to working with them.
But the welcome mat may not last for long. Democrats already promised close scrutiny of the administration's policies on everything from the Iraq War to spending. Mr. Bush says while Congress has changed, national obligations remain the same. Even as he calls for cooperation, he also warns of the prospect of stalemate if lawmakers approve what he describes as political statements. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
The Pentagon plans to get Iran's attention since the diplomats may not have succeeded in doing so on the subject of nuclear weapons. CBS's David Martin tells us a second carrier group will soon be sailing into the Persian Gulf.
They say this is purely there to add the firepower that would hopefully, from their point of view, convince Iran that they have overstepped their bounds. Whether or not it does, of course, remains to be seen.
Back to school in Tacoma, Washington meant gunfire at one school. A student with an evident grudge walked up to another and started shooting. Classmates were running for cover.
I heard 3 shots and I thought it was fireworks.
Some girl came running out of the cafeteria screaming that someone was going to shoot her.
I stepped over to look in the corner and I saw someone laying on the ground.
The student with the gun ran away during the confusion, was caught by police about 2 hours later. It is tomorrow, the swearing-in of the first member of Congress who is a Muslim. Keith Ellison of Minnesota will place his hand on a Koran once owned by Thomas Jefferson. That book was part of a 6,400-book collection Jefferson sold to replace the Congressional Library, which was burned to the ground by British troops in the War of 1812. Wall Street, the Dow gained 11 points, Nasdaq up nearly 8 today. Oil prices down $2.73 to $58.32 a barrel. This is CBS News.
Ace Hardware store owners know it takes passion, vision, and hard work to run an Ace store. Right now, aspiring entrepreneurs can compete to see if they've got the right business skills and ambition to own and operate their very own Ace store in the Dream Ace Contest. If you have what it takes to be an Ace owner, enter at DreamAceHardware.com by January 31st. No purchase needed. Eligible permanent legal residents of 50 USDC, at least 21, may enter throughout January after reading full rules at DreamAceHardware.com, including info on Ace retailers' ongoing financial, store rental, and other obligations. Void where prohibited. Sponsor Ace Hardware Corp.
Hi, Susie. Thanks for watching my kids.
Good timing. I'm making rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Ooh, my kids love chocolate milk.
So do mine, but I didn't make it for them. This Ovaltine's for us.
Really?
Hey, adults love the taste, too. Plus, I drink rich chocolate Ovaltine every day because it's high in calcium and antioxidants like vitamins A, C, and E. Ovaltine even has iron I need, which I can't get from Nesquik powder or milk alone.
Mmm, Ovaltine is good.
And it's loaded with vitamins and minerals. Nesquik powder doesn't come close.
More Ovaltine, please.
It may be that Denver Broncos cornerback Darrent Williams was caught in a Crips and Bloods gang turf battle.
It's not thought Broncos player Darrent Williams was specifically targeted, but somebody near him reportedly was dressed in all red, considered a Bloods gang color. Gunshots fired at Williams' limo are now believed to have come from an SUV registered to a Crips gang member. He's in jail for allegedly arranging another murder, a woman who was set to testify against him. Lee Frank, CBS News, Denver.
Some days you just get the bull. That's the way things go. And this week in New York, that would be a pretty good thing. The Bull Riders Invitational is underway at Madison Square Garden, and there are five yellow cabs decked out in fake brown and white cowhide with horns on the roof. In those five taxis, the ride this week is free. It's a promotion for the bull riding competition. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Live, local, and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
After 3 o'clock, welcome to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7. Weekdays, that would be every day but Saturday and Sunday, 3 to 7, right here on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. And it is really easy for you to join the conversation, and we hope you do it. Every time you do, the more of you who join the conversation, the richer, the more vibrant, the more compelling the conversation becomes. And in a time when community life is pretty much diminished, and we have lots of good friends, and some of them we like to go shopping with, and some of them we like to go to restaurants with, and some of them we like to go to parties with, but some of them we don't even discuss politics or anything that's of great importance. We're looking for the people to do that, and this is sort of a community that has been carved out of all of us who like to talk about things that interest us, and some of them are of greater importance and sometimes of lesser importance, but always we try to keep it as intriguing as we possibly can. And always looking for suggestions. If you want to make suggestions for guests upcoming, I'm always happy to have them. Just to let you know, I'm credentialed to be at the Schwarzenegger swearing-in, Schwarzenklutz, Schwarzenhabel swearing-in ceremony on Friday. It starts at about 10:30 or 11. I should be over in about an hour or so, so probably by noon or give or take noon, 12:30, something like that. So I'll be reporting back with anything that we can find of great interest, and it should be a scene. They're expecting something like about 300 media And whenever anything involving Arnold occurs, you're going to have a lot of international media. He's a big star in Japan. They love him, sort of the way the French love Jerry Lewis. So that happens on Friday. And also John Elliott from Air America will be broadcasting live his show, his Friday night show. And you will meet him here toward the end of my show on Friday. So we'd be looking forward to that. I've never met him, and this will be my first time meeting him as well, and you as well. So we'll be meeting him for the first time. I've been watching the Gerald Ford, you know, just very moving ceremonies. But I have to say that Mrs. Ford, Betty Ford, looks really frail. She's 88 years old. I mean, she looks really good for 88. But also, you can just see that this is all simply taking it out of her. And even if you are a younger, healthier person, how many days of this has it been? I mean, just sitting there from morning until night, all of these days of ceremony and grieving, there's only so much of this you can take. And when you are of an advanced and great age, I think it really is very tough. It's like, oh, let's get this over with. I don't mean to be disparaging of Gerald Ford, and we talked about him yesterday. Because he had mentioned in a couple of interviews that he gave, and these were all off-the-record embargoed interviews he gave, he talked about how badly he thought the Iraq war was going, the failure of it, and so on. But all of this was embargoed until his death, which was 2+ years later. So the question we were asking yesterday, should he have spoken out at that time? Would it have altered the dialogue? Would he have only looked like he wasn't a functioning member of the ex-president's club where you keep your mouth shut because the same information is not available to you, a former president, as it is to a sitting president? And I didn't mean to be snarky about it. But I'm intrigued by Maureen Dowd's column today, and I want to share that with you. But before I do, Jerry Ford comes from very near the land that time forgot, which is where I am from. And so it's big doings back there, and it is when you heard the Jimmy Carter eulogy today, you saw how hard it is if you're a defeated ex-president. I guess what they had in common was lamenting how hard it was to raise funds for your presidential library. If you were an undefeated ex-president, it was apparently far easier. So the loss translates even to raising funds for your library. I thought that was sort of interesting. If Gerald Ford were a dog, what kind of a dog would Gerald Ford be? Well, I was trying to think about that. I can tell you what kind of a dog I think he would be. I think he would be a Labrador. He would be a lab. And what kind of a dog would Dickie be if he were a dog? And he is a dog. But what kind of a dog would he be? I think he would be a terrier, a kind of yappy, you know, yappy, a terrier that's always barking and moving around. I'm going to give you the numbers. This is such a weighty topic. 349-1320 or 866-620-6-1320. And what I wanted to say about Arnold, Governor Schwarzenhabel, Governor Schwarzenklotz. You know, klotz is a great old Yiddish word, and it means somebody who's who trips all over himself, who's kind of clumsy, a klotz. Oh, he's such a klotz. So Schwarzenklotz right now doesn't have a leg to stand on, but I don't know how he's going to do the first dance at the ball that night. How is he going to do the first dance if he's on crutches? What are they going to do there? Or is he going to be in a wheelchair and they do wheelies? You tell me. 349-1320. Okay, here's Maureen Dowd in today's New York Times, and this is good high snarkiness. It was a scene that Mary McCarthy could have written the devil out of, a funeral for a fine, bland fellow that filled everybody with unfined, unbland thoughts. The formal serenity of the surface, disguised, but only barely. The virulent rivalries and envies and grudges and grievances that have roiled this group for many decades. None of the eulogists noted the irony that the man who ushered out one long national nightmare, that would be Gerald Ford, had ushered in another, the one we're living in now. It was Gerald Ford, after all, who gave America the gift of Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld, the gift that keeps on taking. The two former Ford officials who doomed Iraq to civil war and despoiled American values were honorary pallbearers yesterday, as was that other slippery, solipsistic courtier, Henry Kissinger. The group was even more on edge because of a remarkable trellis of peppery opinions that had tumbled out of the man in the coffin, posthumously. The late president, hailed as the most understated and decent guy in the world, had given a series of interviews on the condition that they be held until his death, a belated but bracing smackdown of many of his distinguished mourners. It was impossible not to wonder what the luminaries were truly thinking as they sat listening to fugues of Bach and Brahms and encomiums to the ordinary guy leader. Nancy Reagan's imperturbable expression behind her big square sunglasses did not disguise the gloating words visible in the bubble over her head. And they called this a funeral? It could not compare, of course, to the incredible Princess of Wales treatment that her husband had for his state funeral. And Nancy, hypersensitive to any slights to her Ronnie, would not have been pleased with Mr. Ford's interview with Michael Beschloss, published in Newsweek, in which he blamed Ronald Reagan for costing him the 1976 election by challenging his nomination and then failing to hit the trail for him. It was good of Mr. Ford to bring 41 and 43 together, that would be Poppy and Dickie, in a solemn respite from their uneasy competition over Iraq. Told you so, you sons of guns. We were right to stop at Safwan and stay out of Baghdad, the father's bubble read, as he watched Rummy and Henry the K, both of whom had treated Poppy with such veiled contempt as though he were a feathered duster. Those vicious, Muqtada-loving Shiites dancing around Saddam's dead body proved that Brent and I were right. That would be the bubble over Poppy's head. Lynn Cheney glared at Poppy as he gave his eulogy, knowing that he privately thinks that the vice president has destroyed not only Iraq and American foreign policy, but the Bush family name. Her storm cloud of a bubble is expurgated. Hillary's bubble was full of mockery for another New Yorker in the National Cathedral. You think you're so smart, Rudy, but you leave your entire presidential battle plan in a hotel room for your rivals to find? The victim role doesn't suit you. Condi's bubble was as opaquely dark as Hillary's was risibly light, drooping with the inchoate fear that her nearby erstwhile mentor, Brent Scowcroft, had been right about Iraq all along. As Poppy spoke from the altar praising Mr. Ford's generosity, he must have been mulling that his predecessor was ungenerous in spitting on him from the grave. Mr. Ford told Mr. Beschloss that Bush Sr. had sold out the party to the hard right and had taken a phony, pandering position on abortion. Oh, really? Poppy had to have enjoyed watching Dr. K get up and lavish praise on his old boss after Mr. Ford had sniggered to Bob Woodward that the coy Bavarian diva, that would be Kissinger, had the thinnest skin of any public figure I ever knew. W graciously walked Betty Ford down the aisle, even as he must have curdled inside about her husband's telling Mr. Woodward that it had been, quote, a big mistake on the part of W, Dick Cheney, and Rummy to justify the Iraq war with non-existent WMDs. I just don't think we should go to hellfire. We should go hellfire damnation around the globe, freeing people, unless it is directly related to our own national security, Ford said. Ex-presidents were not supposed to criticize sitting presidents. Adding insult to injury, Woodward himself was in the cathedral. How did he manage to get all these deathbed confessions, W had to wonder. Geez, is Bubble Red. Does he have an interview with my old man in the can? You know, here's my question. Are these real interviews? How do we know these people are now gone? How do we know that Woodward is actually telling the truth? Rummy's pop-up was as cocky as ever. Golly, I've been gone 3 weeks and things are really looking up in Iraq. James Baker's secret thoughts were as bright as his tie. The bubble over his head would have read, I tried to help you out, son, but you're too dang stubborn, or resolute, stubbolute, a clear case of TMC, too much Cheney. Dick Cheney's bubble was trouble. I'm surging, I'm surging, I'm surging. There it is, Maureen Dowd, Modo, writing in today's New York Times. Well, NBC News is reporting that Dickie is sending 20,000 more people to Iraq. BBC was reporting yesterday that it was going to happen. NBC now weighs in. Dickie has pretty much signaled that that's what he's going to do. And Keith Olbermann has some really interesting thoughts on the subject. And here, let me share some of them with you. And if in your presence an individual tried to sacrifice an American serviceman or woman, would you intervene? Would you at least protest? What if he had already sacrificed 3,003 of them? What if he had already sacrificed 3,003 of them and was then to announce his intention to sacrifice hundreds, maybe thousands more? This is where we stand tonight with the BBC report of President Bush's new Iraq strategy and his impending speech to the nation, which, according to a quoted senior American official, will be about troop increases and, quote, sacrifice. The president has delayed, dawdled, and deferred for the month since the release of the Iraq study group. He has seemingly heard out everybody and listened to none of them. If the BBC is right, and we can only pray it is not, but NBC News is reporting that it is, he has settled on the only solution all the true experts agree cannot possibly work. More American personnel in Iraq, not as trainers for Iraq troops, but as part of some flabby plan for, quote, sacrifice. Sacrifice. More American servicemen and women will have their lives risked. More American servicemen and women will have their lives ended. More American families will have to bear the unbearable and rationalize the unforgivable sacrifice. Sacrifice now, sacrifice tomorrow, sacrifice forever. And more Americans, even than the two-thirds who already believe we need fewer troops in Iraq, not more, will have to conclude the president does not have any idea what he is doing, and that other Americans will have to die for that reason. Now, this is part of a longer Keith Olbermann, rant isn't the right word, but essay. Sacrifice. Now, if you will recall, post 9/11, when people were very, very, very willing, wanted to step up to the plate, wanted to sign up, where can I sacrifice? Where can I give to our country? What did Dickey tell us? He told us, go shopping. You know, prop up the economy, go shopping. And now if he's talking about sacrifice, I don't see him making any kind of real sacrifice. I think it's taken him a month since the Iraq study group to figure out how they can position whatever he's going to do next, which was perhaps never in question, how he can sell it to the American public. Because everything they do is a sales job. There's virtually no substance. It's all about selling. It's all about style. It's all about spin. So let's look at a couple of things here. First of all, if we're going to send 20,000 more troops to Iraq, guess what? It's going to be very expensive to do that. So if he will not sacrifice, and I don't see him sacrificing anything, what has he sacrificed? His ego, possibly? He won't even dream of it. He's so delusional. He's not sacrificing a thing. He has got no skin in this game. His children are not volunteering. Not only are they not volunteering for military service, as far as I can see, they're volunteering for nothing but partying. They're not even volunteering for the kinds of social service activities that put a nice gloss on people who otherwise lead kind of louche lives get away with. There isn't a bit of sacrifice going on in that man's life, and not in that administration's delusional, the French have a great word, folie à deux. It's when the two of you are locked into a craziness that's so delusional. It's a folie. It's nuts. And that's what this whole White House is all about. It's drinking the same kind of Kool-Aid. I'm going to give you the numbers, 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. Doesn't cost you a penny to weigh in. And as usual, we're talking about a whole flea market of ideas. We're talking about what kind of a dog would Gerald Ford be if he would be any kind of... What kind of dog would Schwarzenklutz be if he were a limping one, apparently? I don't know dog breeds that well. But I can tell you... Well, he's sort of a lab, too, but I think Gerald Ford's a Labrador, and I think Dickey is a terrier. And what is Cheney, like a pit bull or something? But here we've got the potential sacrifice of 20,000 American lives. So if this administration cannot do the right thing, if it has no plan, if its only plan is to put 20,000 more lives at risk and many more families into grief, then I think we've got to take matters into our own hands. What can we do? How do we stop the sacrifice? I mean, talk to me about this. Do we write letters to our Congress, our representatives, our senators? Do we start to make their phone lines crazy, load up their email systems, and do we take to the streets? Or are we too busy in post-holiday traumatic stress disorder syndrome as the bills are coming in from our holiday binge and as we get on the scale and we're in four digits, 349-1320, 866-620-1320. How do we protest if this president is nuts? And he is. He's delusional. They don't have a plan. So if what they're going to do is put 20,000 more people at an astronomical cost, both psychological, emotional, in terms of immeasurable grief to families, putting lives at risk, and a lot of financial cost with no plan, it's not going to work. I mean, how do we start to make our voices heard? How do we do that? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Some slow-moving traffic. We got southbound 99. Our lows tonight, 40. We're going to see 57 for the high tomorrow. Some showers are coming our way. A little cloudy, but sunny on through Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Traffic, like I said, slow down southbound 99. Southbound Cap City Freeway, just north of E Street, we have a two-car crash. Southbound Cap City Freeway at Exhibition Boulevard, Florin Road at Power Inn Road, and Madison Avenue at Hazel Avenue. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Protecting your right to choose the left.
One of the most important things in your life.
It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Don't miss Paul.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The L.A. City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. An Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes regions, the folks in the Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area. So stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's fair. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cache Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cache Fever Jackpot hits, a Cache Club player wins, just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cache Fever Jackpot total and your Cache Club points online now at CacheCreek.com. So join Cache Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
New rule, Jewish people have to start. The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to. Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics?
Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
On the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. Oh, it's midweek, and it's all very close, getting closer and closer to the weekend. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays, Mondays through Fridays, on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Remember, your homework assignment is to let three people know every single day, and you don't even have to know these people, that we are here. So you'll be participating in a kind of viral marketing of radio that attempts to be really compelling and smart and funny and as good as we can make it, and vibrant. And it's vibrant because you participate. We have one line open. So it costs you nothing to call 349-1320, 866-626-1320. You can email me, Enid, at kctc.com. And we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. What we're talking about is Keith Olbermann's commentary about sacrifice. You know, here's Dickie, and he's going to send 20,000 more troops to Iraq. BBC is reporting it. NBC News is now reporting it. And the question is, how can we stop him? What can we do to keep him from doing this? Because clearly there's no reason that is ruling the White House. There's nobody who's not delusional who's in charge there. So what can those of us, and most of us disapprove of the war, the referendum in the election was get out. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the Iraq study group that they've been, you know, they've dillied and dallied and seed and sawed for the last month because they're trying to figure out a way to sell this thing. There's no good way to sell it. What can we do? Did we take to the streets? Do we write our representatives, our senators, our congressmen? What do we do? Emily and Sack, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Emily.
Hi, Enid. I seem to be becoming a regular caller. I have an idea that maybe we can, besides writing our own local representatives and congresspeople and senators, whatever, maybe we can write all of them. Maybe we need to blitz the White House with letters and every other senator.
Well, it's not a bad thing to do, and it's probably not hard to do it with email. You could probably blitz everybody. And is that enough? That's the question. Is it enough?
I don't know.
Or you get the form letter response. I mean, how can we start to insist on sanity that this is a horrible idea and we don't want this to happen and we are protesting it?
I don't know. I wish we could have them all committed.
Well, I think, you know, if he's looking for sacrifice, I think Dickie ought to lead the band to serve a little time since he was so happy to get out of it in Vietnam. Now's his chance to sign up. Emily, I thank you for the call. 349-1320. 866, we have a line open. 866-626-1320. Ron in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Ron.
Good afternoon, American Enid. Anyway, this whole thing with Iraq, we don't care about the people of Iraq. This is all about Iran. You know, we're surging to actually build up for Iran. We got three attack fleets sitting in the Strait of Hormuz. All these troop deployments are getting ready for Iran. This is about Iran.
So we're just Iraq is just a rest stop on the way to Iran. That's what you're saying? So what do we do about sacrifice here? What do we do about he wants everybody else to sacrifice but himself? He won't even sacrifice his delusion and his ego. What can we do to counter these madmen?
The only thing we can do is the people have to get up and redress. We have to meet at and various places, and we have to protest. That's the only thing we've got going.
Yeah,
I tried to write and call. These people won't respond.
Well, but I think if enough people get angry, then there has to be some response. Ron, I thank you for the call. 349-1320. Mark in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mark.
Yeah, how are you today?
I'm good. Thank you.
Hey, I'm a Republican, and I started listening to your station, and I find it interesting to sort of listen to the other side. My eyes are opened a little bit to, I think it's a quagmire over there, another Vietnam, and I'm sort of disappointed in what is happening over there and some of the administration. But my question is that I'll take this with an open-minded. What is the answer? What would you do? What would you do to solve the problem?
Well, I'm not running the country, and I'm not privy to the information that these people see. They broke it. They haven't got a clue as to how to fix it. But I'm going to tell you what the definition of insanity is, and everybody has heard it a million times. The definition of insanity is to keep on doing the same thing you've been doing and expect different results from it. So if you're in a relationship, if you're doing the same old thing in your life and you expect it to be different when it's the same old that you're doing, you're crazy. And that is exactly what these people are doing. If a little bit of it didn't work, let's put more onto it. It's not going to work. It's only going to make it harder. It's going to be impossible to pull those 20,000 people out because things are not going to improve with those 20,000 people in there. They're probably going to, you'll be lucky if they stay neutral, stay where they are now, and it's a wash. But very likely, things could be worse. And in that case, you'll say, we can't pull these 20,000 people out, this temporary deployment, because if we do, everything will really collapse then. So everybody is stuck, and we are stuck. And at some point, you've got to hit bottom. What do they say in these 12-step programs? You've got to hit bottom, and you've got to say, look, this is a mistake. We've got to figure out some sort of a way. We're going to get out. We're coming out. The funny thing about deadlines is that they work better than you think they do. And when you say, we're not here forever, it suddenly congeals into, we're going out tomorrow at 4 o'clock. We're taking X number of troops out tomorrow at 4 o'clock. And next week at 4 o'clock on a Wednesday, we're going to take X number more out. And as that happens, people have got to fill the void. So if they're going to murder each other, we're not stopping them anyway. And what we're doing is getting in the way, and we are getting murdered. I don't think that we are doing anything very valuable there, really. But, I mean, there may be other considerations. There are Middle Eastern regional considerations. The Saudis don't want us to leave. They hold a lot of our paper, so what do we do there? There's oil. There's all kinds of stuff. So I don't know what we do, but I don't think sending 20,000 people in is the answer.
No, I'm having a hard time agreeing, because I truly back the president, and I'm a core Republican, but I agree with what you're saying. Keep doing it is insane. They either, you know, my opinion is you fight the war and win the war, or get out.
Yeah, and get out and say that you've won the war. Mark, let me ask you a question. As a hardcore Republican, at what point in this drama did you realize that this was a mess?
When I think, I don't understand what my thoughts were, what the theory was. I could accept going in there under, you know, and we'll believe them, but they're false pretenses with the weapons.
Yeah, but tell me at what point you began to realize that this was a mess. When? Was it in the last, did you vote for the president in the last election?
No, it had to do with when they quit fighting the war and we're just standing around being targets. And
how long ago was that?
I would say about a year ago. I just started, me personally, you know, it's to me, he's trying to make everybody happy. Bush wants to go in there. And
don't you feel bamboozled that he lied about why we're there in the first place and concocted weapons of mass destruction, which never existed, and they knew they never existed?
I'm a little more open-minded to the fact that I don't really truly believe that this was a war that was because of his father or anything. I believe it had to do that he truly wanted a bigger presence in the Middle East, that for the next, and to fight whoever they wanted to fight over there. And
But they take their eyes off of Afghanistan, which is where Osama bin Laden is. It's a manufactured enterprise. This has drained us of so much money, of so many lives, of so much credibility. I mean, we are laughingstock when we had so much of the world's goodwill. We do not anymore.
So I you know, like I said, I'm just trying to reason what to myself now what is going on. You know, and there's not an easy way out. Personally, I say put the Navy right out there in the Gulf Coast, and anybody that messes up, we can take care of business right there. And personally, send everybody home and let the split the country into Iraq into thirds. And if they want to attack each other after that, let them do it. But let them each have their own government, because those people will never be happy with anybody.
We're going to leave it there, Mark. I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320, Virginia and Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Virginia.
Hi. I'm just calling and sort of amused with your Dick Cheney pit bull analogy.
Or paper tiger.
I have a pit bull, and he's just the sweetest, like, lovey, wiggly thing. I just can't imagine. I don't agree.
Okay. Well, what kind of a dog would Dick Cheney be if he were a dog? And he is a dog, actually.
Well, he's a dog, but I can't say that any dog fits those murderers in our administration. They're all dogs are very different from those humans.
Okay.
We're doing what they're doing.
All right. Well, I take your point, Virginia. I thank you for calling on behalf of Bow Wows Everywhere. 349-1320, Nina in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Nina.
Hi. I had a comment about the troops being deployed and what we can do.
Yeah.
And it's based on the last caller. I think what we need to stop doing is looking at ourselves as Democrats and Republicans and independents and look at the human toll that's being caused by this war. We are losing people left and right for no good reason other than to fill somebody's pockets. And I think that a lot of these Republicans, they want to straddle the line because they want to believe in their party and they want to be loyal to the party. And they're not looking at the bigger picture that people are losing their lives every day.
You are absolutely right about that. I couldn't agree more, and I thank you for calling. And the other thing is, if you have made a huge mistake, you don't want to admit it. You are sure. You know, it's like a gambler. You're sure if you stay at the tables long enough and you can just find some more money and you can lay it on those odds or lay it on those numbers or lay it on that hand, you're gonna win. You're going to clean up. And then the House, you know, they come with a big shovel and shovel off all your money. But you know. No, as a gambler, that if you just have some more money there, you're going to clean up. And if you're an embezzler, if you can just embezzle more money, you know what can happen. You can pay back what you've embezzled, and so you keep playing the lotto or you keep gambling or you know. I think it's the same mentality. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now for traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. We have lows tonight right around 35. Highs coming up tomorrow, 57. Traffic southbound 99, a little slow. I-5 at J Street, of course, 50, always slow. Madison Avenue at Hemlock and Garfield, we have 2 and 3 car crashes. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Dialing for democracy. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Have you heard about...
New rule, stop whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the 3 blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is, riding on the bus with poor people. New rule, call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320. The Morning Retort with Scott and Sam.
To understand it.
Miss Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor.
If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy. See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You got all, you think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
Mitt Romney gets the nomination. The tunnels win. Think about it. Tourists, Terra, Earth, tunnels. Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpot. Jackpot start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever Jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins, just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever Jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
No more cell phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate. And then up your ass. All right, new rule. No more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320. Talk to Enid now,
349-1320. 344 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7 on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. And we're talking about the sacrifice that 20,000 more troops to Iraq would cause. And the president talks about sacrifice. He's unwilling to sacrifice either his delusions or his ego. It's going to cost a fortune to send 20,000 more people and money that we could use in this country for all kinds of things that are being untended to. And a lot of misery and grief and ended lives way too soon, or shattered lives or injured lives, brain injuries, which we're seeing a lot of in this war. So what can we do to keep this from happening? Because clearly these people running the administration are delusional. They don't have a plan. They haven't got a clue. And we are sitting here telling them you are on the wrong road and they don't want to hear about it. What can we do about it? What we can do is we can write, we can email everybody, blitz everybody in Congress. But is that enough? We have to take to the streets. What are our options? What can we do? Gail in Elk Grove. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Gail.
Give me a minute here. Don't get hysterical. America has seen this before. There was another country whose leader was democratically elevated to head of state, started wars with other countries, decided his generals were not giving him information he wanted to hear. He wanted to believe something else. So he either fired them or ignored them, took direct command of all the forces that he had. No tank could move without his express order. And I don't like this name of Surge. I want to go by what the name was before. Before, he had one last push that went together. He was trying to go through and get himself in a position where he thought he could win. Only it wasn't. We were on the receiving end at this time. We called it wasn't the surge. We called it the Battle of the Bulge. Hitler was trying, he had fired and ignored and countermanded all of his generals. He thought he had troops that weren't there, divisions that weren't there.
So, Gail, are you telling me that this you are equating, now who was, it was a George Patton, are you equating Dickey with George Patton?
No, I'm saying.
Are you telling me that you're in favor? Are you in favor of this escalation? Don't call it a surge. I agree with you. It is an escalation. Are you in favor of it here in Iraq?
No. Enid, listen to me. I'm saying we were on the receiving end, which the Iraqis are on now. We, the Americans, fought back against the German surge.
So what is the point?
The point is it's not a surge. It's they're trying to break out. It's a battle of the bulge. And what we have to do, we are fight, instead of doing it, going along with this insane commander that is ignoring all the generals, firing them or overruling them, who is so delusional, just like the head of Germany was at the time. You can't do emails, they ignore it. The best thing to do is handwrite. I've already called both offices of McCain.
Wait a minute. If they ignore your emails, why aren't they going to ignore your handwritten letters?
Because they weigh the value of emails less than they weigh the value of form letters. The most important thing you can do is handwrite to all the Republican candidates that are running for office and the White House. And I'm telling you, the next thing that's left, and I'm over 60 years of age, the next thing is left is we are going to have to take to the streets.
Well, I think we need to take to the streets anyway and forget about only handwriting to the Republicans. The Democrats need to grow a pair, and you ought to handwrite to them, too, because they have some power now, and they can put an end to it. They can stop. They can siphon off the funding. They can do some things. They can investigate. They have some power now, which is what they didn't have in the past. Gail, I thank you for the call. 349-1320 866-626 1320. Kat, calling from Orangevale. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Kat.
Actually, it's Ken.
Oh, Ken, sorry.
That's okay. Hey, there are two things that will end this war very quickly. The first one is we make it a law, that it used to be, that there's no war profiteering. Any war profiteering that's found, you absolutely lose your corporate charter. These laws were on the books in the United States up till the 1960s. If you defund the war in regards to taking away the amount of money the private contractors can make, they'll pull out. There's no benefit for them to be there because there's no money to be made.
Well, that doesn't help us. They're there to help. They're in part to support our troops.
Right.
To sell them stagnant and bacteria laden water at inflated prices. I mean, who else would do it?
There's that. The other thing we need to do is we need to use the pre-existing infrastructure in regards to MoveOn.org and everything that got this Congress into power into defunding the war at the congressional level, number two. Number three, we need to seriously start listening to people within the military and within Congress about the 25th Amendment. The 25th Amendment allows for the removal of the president if he is found not to be in sane order to run the country.
What are they going to do? Hold the sanometer over his head and hope it moves into the red zone and starts beeping? Give me a break.
The 25th Amendment, the way it's written, can be used. If Congress decides to start investigating the 25th Amendment, and you've got the military already saying, look, we've got a broken military here, and a commander-in-chief that is stressing it beyond the point that if we have some type of external force coming at us, say China or North Korea, that is the ultimate national security threat, and that's where the 25th Amendment can come into play. Defund it from Congress. Defund it from war profiteering. Look into the 25th Amendment. I think we could end the war in 6 months.
Wait a minute. You're going to defund it. We're going to do the 26th Amendment.
25th.
25th Amendment.
Right.
Oh, yeah, but you know, it's never going to happen. They don't even want to investigate. They hardly want to investigate or consider impeachment.
Well,
and they have already, Nancy Pelosi's already said they're not going to try and defund the war.
See, I don't buy into that at all, because what I'm thinking is she has to play the line very carefully here. She doesn't want to scare away the middle of the road Democrats, particularly while they were trying to get into Congress.
Yeah, but I think she reinforced that not too long ago, now that they have won.
Well,
I think that was said. And some of the polling tells us that what the Democrats want to do in these modest ways, increase the minimum wage and so on, resonate well with the population at large. Uh-huh. But there is a whole faction of left-leaning Democrats who are trying to apply pressure to Democratic leaders. They don't want them to wuss out on this thing.
Well, then we need to stand up as a group of people from the grassroots level and say, look, this is why you're putting...
All right, but that's my point. What are we to do? How are we going to do this? Yeah. Are we doing the handwritten note?
No. That's a joke.
Are we doing emails? Are we going to get out into the street? What are we going to do?
We use the pre-existing infrastructure, MoveOn.org, all these grassroots level movements. Even Howard Dean we could begin to use. Put pressure on Dean directly. Telling him, look, you had the DNC.
No. Why would that pressure anything? He's not running. He's not in charge of anything that is this significant.
But
I think you've got to do it directly. I think when Congress sees what the public sentiment is and the public is finally bestirring itself, which it has hardly had the energy to do for the longest time, and it says, hey, stop it right now. We don't want to see this happen.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think you have a better chance. And, all right, at no extra charge, you can pressure Howard Dean as well.
Well, and the other thing, too, and again, this is where the 25th Amendment comes in. If you all of a sudden have all of this grassroots pressure on Congress to change course and they refuse...
What are you going to do? Find people who testified to doing cocaine with Dickey and that he said that half the country of Peru is up his nose? Please.
Well, you keep in mind, too, we could use the Bar Association in regards to using constitutional law. There are a lot of different aspects.
I don't think you've got a prayer with that amendment. But, you know, it's an intriguing idea, and I do thank you for tendering it. 349-1320. 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Yes, thank you very much, Enid. I'm really very happy with the traffic on this third day of January. Seriously, Madison Avenue and Hazel Avenue is really our only two-car crash. One at westbound I-80 just east of Elkhorn Boulevard in smooth sailing. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Significant because it emphasizes democracy in action.
Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
For a limited time, it may.
The internet. Okay, it's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes.
It really is the internet consumer bill of rights. Because you got tangled up with all of these things that are going on the internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal internet, that is you and me. You and me is that truth. The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a good truck.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of truths.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag. It's a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The LA City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them. Artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. if novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320. Live, local, and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
If only you could watch me fall, I can't feel it anymore, so you can...
Ford is buried after a tribute from the man who defeated him.
For myself and for our nation, I want to thank my predecessor for all he did to heal our land.
President Bush confronts the Democratic majority.
ACTC, Sacramento.
Congress has changed. Our obligations to the country haven't changed.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. In Grand Rapids, Michigan... Final salutes as the 38th president was buried with full honors on the grounds of his presidential museum. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato was there.
Gerald Ford has been laid to rest after a tribute that included military honors, an outpouring of hometown affection, and the memories of old friends. Former President Jimmy Carter struggled with his emotions, recalling what he said after taking the oath to replace Ford almost exactly 30 years ago.
For myself and for our nation, I want to thank my predecessor for all he did to heal our land.
Thousands shivered silently here as jets thundered overhead in tribute, the final group of four missing a flyer. Very nice to CBS News, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Now this.
Time to get organized. Office Depot has great deals on a wide assortment of file folders, binders, filing cabinets, and shredders. Plus, over 800 calendars and planners. So hurry in and get organized today. Office Depot, taking care of business.
Whoa, Office Depot!
This week, buy one, get one free on select plastic storage. Offer available in-store only on items that be cooler, lesser value.
Okay, this is how I run my business. I put receipts at the front of the shoebox. Unpaid invoices go in the back.
But, hon, what happens if you drop the shoebox?
I might cry a little.
You know, there's an easier way to manage your business. Use QuickBooks. It's so simple, you can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you send invoices, see who's paid you and who hasn't, and get ready for tax time.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTV, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at
1320leftchannel.com. Office Depot or Sam's Club.
There's still no timetable for President Bush to announce his plans in Iraq, but CBS News correspondent David Martin reports the Pentagon is certain he'll order up more troops, and commanders are prepared to send about 9,000 soldiers and Marines with another 10,000 on standby.
Two Army brigades, about 7,500 troops, would go into Baghdad in an effort to control the violence. Two Marine battalions, about 1,500 troops, would be sent into western Iraq. Although the commandant of the Marine Corps was recently quoted as saying he didn't see a need for more battalions.
CBS News has learned that three suspects have been arrested in the secret video recording of Saddam Hussein's execution, and Iraqi authorities are investigating reports the video was sold for $20,000. Saddam kept his cool throughout, even when he was turned over by the U.S. military.
He was still dignified towards us. He spoke very well to our military police, as he always had. And when getting off there at the prison site, he said very well to his interpreter. He thanked the military police squad, the lieutenant, the squad leader.
General William Caldwell. While he finalizes a new strategy for Iraq, the president focused on domestic issues today, laying out his agenda in a Wall Street Journal op-ed piece and in the White House Rose Garden, surrounded by his cabinet.
This new year brings new opportunities for progress, and I'm looking forward to working with the new Congress.
Mr. Bush says he'll submit a plan to balance the federal budget in 5 years. He's asking for line item veto power, and he's still pushing to have his tax cuts made permanent. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss has the story on Capitol Hill.
As they prepare to take power tomorrow, Democrats are getting flack from both sides. One of their leaders, Rahm Emanuel, was outlining their agenda when he was shouted down by protesters who say their first priority should be pulling U.S. troops out of Iraq.
At every step.
Meanwhile, Republicans, including David Dreyer, complain Democrats are steamrolling them in plans to quickly pass bills, including one to raise the minimum wage.
I am very disappointed.
Though these are precisely the same tactics Republicans have used for the last dozen years. Bob Puss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Once again today, shots rang out in an American high school.
There was just one, and then there were two rapid ones, and people were running the opposite way that I was walking.
Authorities say a teenager with a gun confronted another student at Foss High School in Tacoma, Washington, firing three shots at point-blank range.
There was a student laying there in a pool of blood, and apparently there was blood all over the lockers from him getting shot, and he fell down against them.
The boy was killed. The shooter fled. Police arrested a suspect about 2 hours later. The school was locked down, then students were sent home for the day. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Live, local, and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
After 4 o'clock on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live, yours from 3 to 7 on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. You can join the conversation. It makes it a better conversation when you do, a lot richer, a lot more vibrant. 349-1320 doesn't cost you anything either. 866-626-1320. You can email me, Enid at kctc.com, and we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. And what we have been talking about is Keith Olbermann's commentary on sacrifice. And the question he asks is, if in your presence an individual tried to sacrifice an American serviceman or woman, would you?
Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. An Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes regions, the folks in the Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area. So stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities. facilities, and, of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate or a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's fair. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320. At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cache Fever Jackpot. Jackpot start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cache Fever Jackpot hits, a Cache Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cache Fever Jackpot total and your Cache Club points online now at CacheCreek.com. So join Cache Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
New rule. Jewish people have to start... The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to... Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? New rule. Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
What if I fell to the... The train's brakes screeched, but it could not stop in time. Five cars rolled overhead before the train stopped, passing just inches from Mr. Autry's head, smudging his blue knit cap with grease. Mr. Autry heard onlookers' screams. "We're okay down here," he yelled, "but I've got two daughters up there. Let them know their father's okay." He heard cries of wonder and applause. Power was cut, and workers got them out. Cameron, a student at the New York Film Academy, was taken to a hospital. He had only bumps and bruises, said his grandfather. The police said it appeared that Cameron had suffered a seizure. Mr. Autry refused medical help because he said nothing was wrong. Then he dropped off his two young daughters before heading to his night shift. "I don't feel like I did something spectacular. I just saw someone who needed help," Mr. Autry said. "I did what I felt was right." Isn't that an amazing story? Would you have done that? Would you have done that? So here you see a serviceman or woman who could be sacrificed, and what are you doing to help? What are any of us doing to help? I mean, I'm talking about it, but I think we all have to be doing something. What do we do? Does anybody have any ideas? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Well, we email all members of Congress, whether we're in their district or we're not, and we let them know that there's substantial public sentiment to not send these people in and to not follow these delusional policies. I think that's one of the things we do. And activists on the left are applying pressure to Democratic leaders. Democratic leaders are set to take control of Congress tomorrow, and they are facing mounting pressure from liberal activists to chart a more confrontational course on Iraq and the issues of human rights and civil liberties, with some even calling for the impeachment of President Bush. This is according to the Washington Post. The carefully calibrated legislative blitz that Democrats have devised for the first 100 hours of power has left some activists worried that the passion that swept the party to power in November is already dissipating. A cluster of protesters will greet the new congressional leaders at the Capitol tomorrow. They will not be disgruntled conservatives wary of Democratic control, but liberals demanding a ban on torture, an end to warrantless domestic spying, and a restoration of curbed civil liberties. The protests will be followed by an evening forum calling for the president's impeachment, led by the Center for Constitutional Rights, anti-war activist Cindy Sheehan, and a pro-impeachment group called World Can't Wait. These priorities will not be in evidence inside the Capitol, where the newly sworn-in Democratic Congress will immediately begin work on new ethics rules. Forget it. They don't bring complaints against each other. The reinstitution of federal deficit controls and new policies designed to increase civility in House proceedings. How about keeping needless lives from being lost in Iraq? In the coming weeks, Democrats plan to pass bills designed to raise the minimum wage, lower prescription drug costs for Medicare recipients, and interest rates for student borrowers, bolster homeland security, and boost alternative energy research. And also, I think they're going to go looking into stem cell research as well. But this isn't enough. 349-1320, there was a lot of outrage that brought that swept Democrats into power, and they better not step on the brakes just yet. Let's head over to the phones. John in Folsom, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, John.
Hi, Edith, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Delighted that you have, but I'm going to spell my name for you. It's Enid, E-N-I-D.
Enid, I'm...
That's all right.
You know how many times I've heard you tell this to other people, and I still made the mistake. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I know where the outrage is, and I have to draw from my own experience, and I sound pretty bad saying this. I've thought of doing so many things, and when it comes time to doing them, I kind of hold back, and I'll tell you why. In other times in our history, during the Vietnam War, and other times we had people taking to the street, but we've never had a government that watches us like we do today. And I think that has put a terrible damper on people's right to free expression, because they kind of go, well, you hear people talking about Bush in a locker room at a gym, and all of a sudden the FBI knocks on their door. We never had that before. And I think that really damper, that takes away people's desire to go out and do things, because it's kind of like, I don't know.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that you're afraid to go out and protest or to email your Congress, your members, the representatives, because you think that they're going to... Okay, then what is it that you're afraid of?
No, I'm not saying, I guess I am. You hear of people just speaking out in public and the FBI knocks on their door, and I think people are afraid of that. You hear about that in Fahrenheit 9/11. We saw that guy in the gym. Well, all I'm saying is we've never had a government watching over its people. Not in a negative way like we have today.
Well, I'm speaking out every day, and so far they haven't knocked on my door. Maybe they're listening to my very boring phone conversations. I don't know. My very boring and annoying phone conversations. I really don't know. But I don't think you can let that stop you. I think you, what are you afraid of, John? Why not express your outrage?
I don't know. Maybe I watch too many movies about World War II. That sounds flippant, but I think I'm just speaking for myself, and maybe I'm speaking for others too. I'm just saying I don't think we've had that. I guess I am afraid of getting on a list. Or getting afraid of being watched or something. Yeah.
So what if they what if they watch you? So what?
Pardon?
What if they watch you? So what?
Well, I guess so what.
They're probably watching all of us right now. I mean, I think you have to make that assumption that we're all being watched. And what I think the left is frightened of is that this anger that swept Democrats and the left and, well, Democrats into power, not all Democrats, I think you could characterize as left-leaning, that this energy is going to be dissipated in raising the minimum wage and some other things and looking at ethics issues when you still have the big elephant in the room, and that is Iraq. And nobody's willing to, the outrage, we're angry.
Oh, I know.
But we haven't harnessed it, and we haven't done a whole lot about it.
I know, and it's so sad. But that was just... Again, I was just drawing from my own experience and
all right, so if I were to ask you specifically, what keeps you from doing, and what would you be doing if you weren't afraid that the FBI would come knocking on your door?
I'm a writer, producer sort of thing, so if I did something, I'd want it to be pretty big. Websites, email campaigns, I'd want to be really involved. And I tried to get involved. I tried to get involved and get some other people involved with me. and then they all backed out at the last second, and I couldn't do it myself because they had knowledge I didn't have. So, again, I would just like to do
something. Well, why not get involved with people who are doing something like Move On or so on, or Daily Kos or...
Yeah, you're right. No,
why
you're
not? Because
right.
What you've done is you've posited something that's so grand you can't do it by yourself, so that you're going to do nothing. You can't go from one extreme to the other like that. You got to do something. Make yourself count while you're on this earth, John. I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. What do you think about what John said? Does it give you pause to get involved? Where is the outrage? He says a lot of people would be more outraged, but they're afraid of getting on a list and the government come knocking on their doors. When Democrats take power in Capitol Hill this week, they have a sort of modest proposals. They plan no dramatic steps to influence the course of the war. Nor has the new majority detailed strategy to tackle other challenges that have confounded lawmakers for years, including rising health care costs and financially imperiled social security system. Now, one story I saw said, you know, this winning put the Democrats, they were so focused on winning and so surprised that they did, that they didn't think too much beyond winning, so they don't have any real programs here in place, and they haven't figured out what investigations they're going to pursue yet. I mean, this is nuts. This is where Democrats sometimes, this is where Michael Moore is right. They get up at noon, they get a latte, and then they scratch themselves in four places, and then think about how they're going to spend the rest of the day, and not getting involved because they could wind up on a list somewhere. 349-1320, Jeff in Fair Oaks. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Jeff.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
I think that Congress should be talking about impeachment, and especially be cognizant in bringing up the suspension of a habeas corpus.
Well, there are some reasons why maybe it's not the smartest thing to talk about impeachment, but I'm going to tell you something. I think what the Congress has to do, and I don't know how this works. If you're the commander-in-chief, I guess you can say, I'm ordering 20,000 more troops to Iraq, and you don't have to consult with anybody in Congress. But then Congress can say, okay, you can order 20,000, but we're not going to pay for it. So they're going to have to hitchhike to get over there.
Oh, boy, how about it? Attach some of the wages of the Democrats. How about that?
Wait, what? Say that again?
Attach some of the wages of the Democrats or the Republicans who voted for this, or maybe...
They're so rich it won't matter for most of them. You know, this is like bus fare. Their salaries are like bus fare.
Yeah.
So that isn't going to do it. But if you say, okay, if you're the commander-in-chief and you can, by law, order these additional people in the face of all rationality, in the face of all integrity, in the face of every single high-level advisor who has told you that this is a horrible thing to do, that the Iraq study group said this is a deteriorating and grave situation, and you're going to ignore them, and you're going to put all these lives at risk, you ought to set an example. You put yourself at risk and go and lead as commander-in-chief, get yourself kitted out. Remember when he was on that mission accomplished? He was wearing a flight suit, the whole thing. You know, he had a sock rolled up in the front of his pants trying to be like Mick Jagger. Remember that part?
The cod piece, yeah.
Yeah. There he was. And you know, when he was, hey, it said mission accomplished, and there he was, you know, flew that plane in, or he was a passenger. I forget now how it was. And, well, you know what? Let him get it. Let him gussy him up like the Ken doll that he is, and he can go and he can lead the pack. And Congress can say, okay, they don't have to consult with us on this, maybe, if that's the way it's written. But you know what? We're not going to pay for it. We're not going to fund it. They want to go. They want to send 20,000 people over there. They're going to have to hitchhike. But see, here's the story. You're just going to kill those people faster by providing no funds for them to be able to adequately arrive and defend themselves, I suppose. Jeff, I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Some slow-moving traffic northbound Cap City Freeway at just eastbound of 50. Granite Bay at High School. There is a two-car crash over there stopping things down. Calvine Road at Power Inn. Southbound Cap City Freeway just south of Exhibition. And Myrtle Avenue at Polk Street. We have a vehicle that's on fire. It looks like it's due to a two-car crash there. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
The metal to the pedal. It's Enid Live on AM 1320. Sacramento's left channel.
New rule, stop whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections.
It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it, extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is, riding on the bus with poor people. New rule, call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320. The Morning Retort with Scott and Sam.
To understand it.
Miss Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy. See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
Mitt Romney gets the nomination. The tunnels win. Think about it. Taurus, Terra, Earth. Tunnels.
Do the math, Scott! It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever Jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins, just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever Jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
Creedence.
New rule number one, no more cell phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... All right, new rule. No more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320. It's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Three to seven, weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel, and you can join the conversation, 349-1320. It's always a better conversation when you do. 866-626-1320. You can email me, Enid at kctc.com, and we stream live, 1320 left channel. That's all numbers in one word, 1320leftchannel.com. I just got this email from Chris, who says he's an electrical designer, and he says the war was not a mistake. We have freed a nation of torture and violence. Why can't you liberals get that? Democracy is the only way we can promote freedom, and you and your far-left friends are destroying America's image. Thank God for President Bush. Let me read you that again. I just got this from Chris in Sacramento. He said, the war was not a mistake. We have freed a nation of torture and violence. Well, why didn't we start in the Congo where it's even more violent and more tortured and worse dictators? Why can't you liberals get that? Democracy is the only way we can promote freedom, and you and your far-left friends are destroying America's image. Thank God for President Bush. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Do you have any comment that you want to make? What is the appropriate, how can you, what are the appropriate, is the appropriate thing you can say to somebody who feels this way? Democracy, what, Iraq is completely broken. It is a complete mess. We don't know how to fix it. It's a civil war going on there right now. We have destabilized the region. The Saudis do not want us to leave. They have threatened us that if they leave, they're going to support the opposite side, and we are just, it's a mess. We don't know what to do. So Dickie has no ideas, and he's going to do what the definition of insanity dictates, which is you keep doing the same thing you've doing, and you're expecting new results. So he's going to send more people in, more troops, more lives at stake, more sacrifice. So here you have the story I told you of a guy at a subway stop in New York, and here's a guy next to him convulsing, and in a seizure, and falls over the edge of the right onto the tracks. And this guy who had two little girls, 4 and 6, with him, didn't think twice about it. He jumped, and here's a train coming. The train is coming. He can hear the train coming. And some of those tracks are live. And he manages, the train doesn't stop in time, but he manages to roll over, and so 5 cars kind of brush against him, but he's not hurt. He declines medical treatment, and he did the right thing, and thank God for him, because there are lots of Good Samaritan stories that don't end that well. 349-1320-866-626-1320. But if you are writing a response to Chris, our very right-wing Republican listener who thinks, thank God for President Bush, that we're doing absolutely the right thing in Iraq, we're spreading democracy, what would you say to him? Ron in Sacramento, you're live with Enid. What would you say to Chris?
I would say, Chris, you need to take your meds, buddy. You really need to take your meds and take a look around you. Pull your head out of the sand. Get a little bit of news from someplace other than Fox or Rush. Listen to a little bit of progressive radio and realize that sometimes when you make a huge mistake, it's the real man who's able to say, oh, man, Kappa, sorry about that, and I got to go a different direction now. And he's one of those last hangers-on.
He's one of those what? I didn't hear that part. What'd you say?
He's one of the last of the hangers-on.
Well, the numbers are dwindling for the hangers-on. There, even they have fallen to
that's true.
To reality.
That's true. And just as in the rest of our culture, we will have roughly about 12% really sick and deluded people, no matter what you do. And yeah, they're out there, and unfortunately, we let some of them vote. But hey, that's what democracy is all about.
Well, I thank you. Well, if mental health were the barometer, the whole administration would not have been allowed to vote. Ron, I thank you for the call. 349-1320-866-626-1320. So you hold the mental healthometer over the heads of this administration, and you know what? The needle doesn't move. It's stuck. Chris, Dale, hi in Sacramento. You're live with Enid. Hi, Dale.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well.
I support the guy's letter.
You do?
Why? As a former U.S. soldier, when you pull out of a country that you just waged war on, like Vietnam, they go back to the way it was, and there is no freedom for those people at all.
Is there freedom for them right now? They had more electricity before we got in there. They had more freedom. Right now, it's a civil war. It's a battle zone.
It was a civil war before we got there, and they were leaders.
No, it wasn't. It was
a dictator that wiped out half their country.
No, I mean, there are a lot of countries led by dictators. Why'd we go into Iraq? Because we decided that, hey, we're going to spread democracy in there?
No, because we bungled it 2 times before, and we lost a lot of soldiers in those. And because
where did we bungle it? Vietnam and where else?
We bungled the Korean War real bad. We bungled Somalia real bad because of President Clinton. He didn't have the intestinal fortitude to stick up to his what you believe was right.
So, Dale, wait a minute. Let me see if I got it right. You think it's what we're doing in Iraq is right, and so what have we accomplished there?
Right now, the accomplishment is that we have freed them from a very oppressive dictator.
Well, according to the Iraq Study Group, it's a grave and deteriorating situation there.
Study groups can be swayed one way or the other. Those are all just someone taking polls of how people feel.
So you don't believe that the Iraq Study Group knows what it's talking about? All those foreign policy experts?
No, I think they've put a spin on everything.
They've put a spin.
The media has.
Oh, so the media's not right. All that reporting, people risking their lives to report from Baghdad, reporters getting killed, they are not telling you the truth. Is that right, Dale?
No, I'm not saying they're not telling the truth. I'm saying that they have to spin it. They have to spin
why,
it.
Why do they have to spin it? Why aren't they telling the truth? What evidence do you have that they're spinning the story?
Because no one knows what really goes on over there. The military.
Wait. You've got reporters in there, and you have got the Iraq Study Group. What evidence do you have, other than you want to think the world is flat when it's really round, what evidence do you have that anybody is spinning the story?
Because as a former soldier, I've kept things down that no one ever knows about.
Well, maybe you should write a letter to the administration and tell them what you know. How about that, Dale? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I mean, is this unbelievable or what? John and Sack, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, John.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, John.
I think Chris is right. Everything is going according to plan. You know, Bush and his cronies are making millions.
Yeah.
Of death.
He says that the reporters all have a spin, and that really good things are good in Iraq, but we don't know about it because the reporters are spinning it a different way.
Oil is going up in prices, which is benefiting the Republicans. They're selling a lot of arms and a lot of weapons, so that's benefiting Bush and his cronies. It's all going according to plan.
You think?
So, yeah, this is what they want. This is where they thrive. Death, chaos, and destruction.
John, I thank you for the analysis. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Chris and Sack, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Chris. Chris? Are you? Oh, not there. Okay. David and Sack, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, David.
Hi, how are you doing?
I am perky as ever.
All right, then. You know, 23% of the population will always agree with Bush no matter what. It's just part of insanity. And what did John Dean say in his book, Worse Than Watergate, that 23% will always follow another Stalin or another Hitler, and it doesn't matter who they are.
Well, but this idea that somehow, you know, I mean, think of the mental gymnastics you have to go through to believe what Chris believes or what Dale believes, and that is that somehow all the reporting that's coming out of Iraq has got spin on it. You know, and there's always going to be spin. I mean, nobody is totally objective. This is information filtering through a sensibility. But when all the information is telling you pretty much the same story, I think you have to believe that that's what's going on. And when you have the Iraq Study Group coming to its conclusions, a grave and deteriorating situation, I don't care how perky and rosy a scenario you want to believe it is, the reality is that it's not.
And just who is Gates and Baker? Baker is the legal attorney for the Saudi Arabia against the 9/11 victims. I mean, would you put that much faith against that type of person? And he's clouding, you know, and he's clouding the report. You know, when generals come out and they say, do this or do that, when's the last time generals have spoken out against a Hitler or a president? You know, that was back in Germany.
So you're saying that the fact that generals have spoken out, some of them retired and some of them...
Generals, majors, colonels, CIA analysts, they've all come out. There's so many now.
David, I thank you for that. 349-1320. Charles and Sack, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Charles.
Hi, Enid. Just a comment. I mean, there is an objective fact that Rumsfeld is no longer Secretary of Defense, and it was for his mistakes, I think, that he was removed, not for his success.
He was removed for political reasons. I think Dickey would have kept him on, and Cheney wanted him on. Let me tell you something. If competence were a barometer for this administration, none of them would have jobs.
Right. Okay, well, that's my only thought for the Republicans who think that we're doing swell. I think that Rumsfeld would still be in office if we were doing so swell.
Okay. Thank you very much, Charles. I appreciate that. 349-1320-866-620-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. We do have slow-moving traffic, southbound 99, and just past Fruit Ridge Road, it looks like there's a two-car. Calvine Road to Power Inn Road, southbound Cap City Freeway, just south of Exhibition Boulevard, and eastbound I-80, just west of Watt Avenue. We have a vehicle, doors wide open. Happens once a week, doesn't it? Our weather, we have lows tonight right around 37, highs coming up 57 with some showers for Thursday, and Enid Live will continue. AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
She's not right, but she's never wrong.
Yeah.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Have you heard about the cool...
The Internet. It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Massive tubes. It really is the Internet consumer bill of rights. Because it got tangled up with all of these things that are going on the Internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal Internet, that is you and me. You and me, Internet. Tubes. The Internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag. It's a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The L.A. City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them. Artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. An Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes regions, the folks in the Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area, so stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's fair. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320. Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
On the Wednesday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays. You know, if I do a quiz, you know, does anybody remember that I say that? Or has this become wallpaper? Do you know what time I'm on from? You win a prize of nothing. You win a prize of this administration. That is your prize. I don't know. And you can join the conversation, 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. And we're talking about a listener, Chris, who says, hey, this war was not a mistake. We have freed a nation of torture and violence. Why can't you liberals get that? Democracy is the only way we can promote freedom. And you and your far-left friends are destroying America's image. We are destroying the image? Or is this administration destroying the image? Thank God, he says, for President Bush, and he described himself as an electrical designer, and clearly he must have put his finger into a socket. But his name is Chris from Sacramento. Well, Chris, we're delighted you're listening, but you couldn't be more wrong. What are your thoughts about this? 349-1320-866-626-1320. And some of you have called in to say you agree with Chris and that the media is distorting what's going on in Iraq, and really it's good news, and the Iraq Study Group is called the Iraq Surrender Group, and it's really good news, and if we really knew what was going on, it was really, really good news there. Dan in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Enid. First of all, as far as Chris, I was a Republican too until I grew up and actually started paying attention to the issues, and I became a Democrat. Hello?
Yes, I'm listening. Okay, so that's
as far as the media spin, Enid.
Yes,
that he was talking about. You know that the FBI has no evidence to indict Osama bin Laden for the attacks of 9/11, yet the media has indicted him.
Well, you think he didn't do it? So are we going to call him Osama bin Laden?
I'm telling you what the FBI is saying. The FBI has no evidence linking Osama bin Laden.
But you know, he was so smart. Even if he had nothing to do with it, he's taking full credit for it because it makes him look like a bit of hero. Yes, he has.
The video is a phony. If you look at the picture, if you look at the video, you can see that it is not bin Laden.
Oh, Dan, please. What have you been smoking?
Enid, look at...
You know, you were a Republican for so long, it's damaged your mind.
Well, perhaps, but get on the web and compare the two.
I'm going to compare the... All right, thanks for the call. 349-13... Osama bin Laden. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Dave in Nevada City. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Dave.
Oh, hi. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
It's really raining up here, I'll tell you. Anyway...
Hey, the rains and the winds are supposed to be coming in.
Yeah, it's happening.
It is? Okay.
Yeah.
Get an umbrella.
I had one little comment. It had to do with a question once posed by a great thinker and a great humanitarian. That was Mahatma Gandhi. I'll get his name right here. And he posed a question. He says, he asked one of his followers, do you think that the means justify the ends? And the answer was given to him by a follower, yes. And he said, no, that's not the case. He says, eventually the ends become the way of the means. So if we're trying to liberate people through violence and through killing hundreds of thousands of people, it's just not going to work. It's just not meant to be, and I think we need to look at these great thinkers and these great people who have done such great works without shooting one little bullet anywhere.
Well, it's a wonderful thought, but what are we going to do? We haven't solved the problem of practicality here. What are we going to do if you saw somebody whose life was about to be sacrificed, a serviceman or a servicewoman? What would you do to save that life? So what are we doing to save these people, keeping them out of harm's way? What are we doing to keep these people from being deployed to Iraq? It's just throwing good money after bad. It's just throwing more lives down a rat hole.
Well, it seems to me that even though we're embarking on a voyage of violence, that's not working. at all, it's creating even more.
Well, that's it. It's creating more violence and more insanity. I thank you very much, Dave, for the calm words of wisdom. Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats plan no dramatic steps to influence the course of the war, according to the LA Times. Nor has the new majority detailed strategies to tackle other challenges that have confounded lawmakers for years, including rising health care costs and financially imperiled Social Security system. Let me tell you something. They have got a moment here, a magic moment in history, when there's so much outrage, when we are waiting for things to be different, when we want to clean it up and make it right and de-stink the place out. And here the Democrats have no dramatic plans to influence the course of the war. I'm amazed by that. I think that has to change. And there is a movement afoot for the left to apply substantial pressure on its Democratic leaders to get into gear and do something to address these issues, to address the war, to address ethical issues, to address all kinds of things. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. You are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to take traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. We have slow-moving traffic southbound 99 right there by Fruit Ridge Road. Eastbound 90 just east of Watt Avenue, there's a two-car crash. And Calvine Road at Power Inn Road, we have a three-car crash over there slowing things down. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
While they're slinging mud,
we're slinging the truth.
Perhaps you should keep that in mind before making sensationalist claims.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
At Cash Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever Jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever Jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cash Creek Casino Resort.
New rule, Jewish people have to start. The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to. Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? New rule. Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the Truth. AM 1320.
Whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the 3 blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is.
riding on the bus with poor people. New rule, call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320. Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
Baby, 4:52 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. You can join the conversation, 349-1320. It's free. 866-620-61320 is the other number. And we're talking about, it's being reported, Nancy Pelosi, the Democrats have no real plans to do much about the war. What are your thoughts about that? Here's what the LA Times has to say about it. Nancy Pelosi and Democrats plan no dramatic steps to influence the course of the war, nor has a new majority detailed strategies to tackle other challenges that have confounded lawmakers for years, including rising health care costs, which we're going to talk about, and financially imperiled Social Security system. What would you say? Because there is a push from the left to really step on the, you know, get the Democrats to step on the gas while they have momentum and public opinion behind them. Alexander in Sacramento, hi, you're live with Enid.
Hello, Enid. How you doing?
Doing well. Thank you.
Hey, I love talking to you. This is like my version of political phone sex when it talks about, you know, politics. This is terrific. Hey, the thing with Nancy Pelosi, this is it right here. She is pretty much a political lightweight, always has been and always will be. But she's done a lot of good things as far as getting elected. But once she got elected, I think what the Bush administration is going to do is that they're going to put her in a position where she's going to have to decide how she's going to run her caucus, you know, both yellow dogs and blue dogs. And what's going to happen is that she's going to show, she's going to try to be everything to everybody. And what's going to happen is it's going to show a lack of leadership on her part. And then come election time, if Hillary does get the nod, they're going to see this is what happens when a woman is running, you know, is running something as important as, you know, Speaker of the House. She doesn't know what she's doing.
Ooh, that's an interesting scenario. So you think she's gonna, you foresee that she's not going to be, that she's going to be essentially inept.
Yes, and here's a quick reason why. I think that she's going to put her own political future, because here's the first time a woman has been, you know, a Speaker of the House.
Right.
She's not about to blow that. All right. I think she's going to put herself in front of the Democratic caucus. I think she's going to put herself before a Hillary nomination. And if that does happen and Hillary does fail, you're going to see the biggest catfight on the Capitol lawn between her and Hillary, like you have between Evans and that other the dynasty thing. Remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah,
thing?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, that's what you're going to have.
All right, wait a minute. Why are you supposing that Nancy Pelosi is going to fail? Why not make the other assumption? It could be neutral, or she could actually do fine.
Well, because I think she's already shown signs of that. I think she's already shown signs that she is not going. She, you know, if Bush does ask for the 20,000 troops, she may balk and scream and look good in front of the camera. But deep down, I don't think she's going to say, "Yeah, you know what? I'm not going to blow this. I'm just not going to blow this. This is too important for me." As Nancy Pelosi.
No, I don't think. I think it's really more complicated than that. But that's an interesting, Alex. That's an interesting scenario that you're floating there. We'll see if people agree with you. 349-1320, 866-620-61320. Chantal in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi. Basically, first of all, what that guy just said is crazy, because first of all, Nancy Pelosi has shown signs that she's not going to jump up and be the liberal waving her arms that he's talking about. But the point is that, well, Nancy Pelosi is going, first of all, she can't exactly fail, because the Speaker of the House has changed all the time. Anybody that's done anything in politics knows that. So it's not like she's going to, quote, blow it, you know. So, yeah, she's not going to jump and scream and do everything that the liberals want, but she's not going to be put in positions where conservatives are going to love her either. And the other issue that I wanted to say was that, war, first of all, people keep trying to put in the liberals saying that, you guys keep saying that the war is bad and that, you know, that all this other stuff. We're saying the way you implement the war and the way you've been going about completing the war is where the real problem is. And what you need to do is make some slight changes. So, no, I don't think that the liberals have a huge battle plan and ready to go right now. But then again, we haven't actually taken control of the House yet. Wait till, you know, the end of January.
Yeah, well, but you got to be thinking about it. You've got a new job, and you got to figure out what you're going to do in your new job.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm surprised
it's going to come the first day of work and be like, all right, let's do all the new policy changes. Let's go, guys. So
you are willing to cut them some slack and give them some time to get it together. How much time are you willing to give them?
I'm not saying give them time. I'm saying that there's never going to be a huge liberal policy shift because that's not the way politics works. Nobody ever, and even when the conservatives were running the show, I mean, honestly, things didn't shift all the way to the left.
It shifted. It shifted massively to the right from this administration, and it didn't take all that long to do it. Chantal, well, are you involved in politics right now?
I'm a political science major, yeah.
Okay, and where are you in, how old, can I ask you how old you are?
Well, I'm 18, but I'm a junior in college. I, you know, skipped a grade.
Wow. Now, why are you listening to talk radio? Because usually, you probably read, you probably are that one person under the age of 35 who reads a newspaper every day.
You seem to tell that to all the under 20-year-olds.
Wait, say that again?
I said you tell that to all the under 20-year-olds.
Well, if they listen to Enid Live, they're probably pretty politically interested, or they wouldn't be. You wouldn't be listening to me.
To be honest, like, I think that's another thing that's a common misconception, because if you look at Jack State, first of all,
win fast, win often. The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com.
U.S. Ambassador to Iraq. As President Bush formulates his Iraq strategy, the Pentagon expects him to call for more troops, and CBS News correspondent David Martin reports there's a plan in the works.
Military commanders have told the president they are prepared to execute a troop surge that would send about 9,000 soldiers and Marines into Iraq, with another 11,000 on alert outside the country.
Most of those troops would go to Baghdad. From the Iraqi capital, correspondent Randall Pinkston has the latest on the Saddam execution video.
CBS News has learned that three unidentified people have been arrested in connection with the video release. And investigators are trying to determine if it was sold for a rumored $20,000.
Now, there's also video of the burial obtained exclusively by CBS News. It shows distraught followers pulling back the shroud wrapping Saddam's body to kiss his face. The long farewell to Gerald Ford ended this afternoon at his presidential museum in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
A final salute to a hometown hero.
Ford has been laid to rest after a funeral at his family's longtime church here. His one-time defense secretary, Donald Rumsfeld, said when Ford was almost blown off his Navy boat by a typhoon, he never imagined he would someday be commander-in-chief.
Swept by a different kind of storm, and that America would depend on his steady and trusted hand at the helm.
Wife Betty, weary but rock solid after days of remembrances, joined the four Ford children and thousands of everyday people crammed along roadsides and on rooftops here to say goodbye. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Witnesses say the teenager with a gun seemed to have just one target in mind when he arrived at Foss High School in Tacoma, Washington this morning.
This appears to be an acquaintance situation. It does not appear to be gang-related.
Police Chief Don Ramsdell says the attacker confronted a fellow student at a row of lockers, fired three shots at close range, killing the boy, then fled. He was arrested a short distance from the school.
He is cooperative with our detectives. However, we have no motive at this point in time of why this individual committed this crime.
The school was closed for the rest of the day. There's a promising new treatment for people in the early stages of Parkinson's disease. In a study, researchers say patients who wore the NuPro patch showed significant easing of their symptoms after 6 months. The study was paid for by the German company that makes the patch. Today on Wall Street, the Dow Industrial's down 11 points to close at 12,474. The Nasdaq down nearly 8 points to 2423. This is CBS News.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-540-1633. Call 1-800-540-1633 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-540-1633.
I'm Mark Goldston, Chairman and CEO of Net Zero. We started Net Zero 8 years ago to provide the best access at the best price. The Internet's changed a lot since then, and Net Zero has changed with it. We added Norton antivirus, pop-up blockers, and the fastest surfing available over dial-up. And it all downloads in just 2 minutes. We pride ourselves in providing quality Internet access with prices starting at $9.95 a month. Plus, if you're not satisfied within the first 30 days, we'll give you your money back. Call 1-800-NET-ZERO or visit netzero.com.
2006 marked the first year that Toyota has outsold one of the big three automakers. The Japanese car company surged ahead of Daimler Chrysler in the United States. And as WWJ Radio's Jeff Gilbert reports, it's gaining on the other two.
Ford and GM both saw their 2006 sales off 8%, while Toyota sales were up nearly 13%. The American auto company is now holding just over half of the market, while J.D. Power's Tom Libby says Toyota keeps on coming.
They just seem to be doing everything right. They are just cooking on all cylinders.
Truck sales, particularly mid-sized sport utilities, were hit hard in 2006, but it was a banner year for car-based crossover SUVs. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
Mike Tyson pulled over after leaving a nightclub in Scottsdale Friday night has been charged with felony drug possession and driving under the influence. Authorities say the former heavyweight boxing champ had three packets of cocaine in his car. The prosecutor wants prison time. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Live and local, it's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
After 5, welcome to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. You can hear it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday from 3 to 7. And tonight will be his one. That's what he said, as our previous listener, Alexander, said he liked calling because it was political phone sex. Oh, my goodness. You're listening to Enid Live, the Wednesday edition. And you can join a conversation. It doesn't cost you anything. And the more of you who join the conversation, the better the conversation is, if you've noticed. And if you're in the 916 area code, 349-1320. And if you're not, 866-626-1320. You can email me, Enid, at kctc.com, and we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. The morning show, The Morning Retort with Scott and Sims. Their guest will be Richard Clark, former counterterrorism czar, and you can hear him at 7 a.m. Friday morning. And so Richard Clark is really interesting. And what he said many things, and he's written a lot of books, and he's really blown the whistle on this ridiculous administration. But the more energy and the more we focus on Iraq, the less we focus on really serious other problems that are that plague us, whether they're issues of terrorism, of political world, global issues, political issues, and certainly domestic issues. So I think that's an interesting point. Maybe he will be talking about that, but that's in the Morning Retort with Scott and Sims, 7 a.m. Friday morning. And I just want to remind you, your homework assignment, if you like what you're listening to here on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, you can do your part. You know, we have asked, if you saw somebody who was going to be sacrificed, a serviceman or woman, what would you do to prevent it? Well, you know, if there's something that's going wrong, you need to stop it. And if there's something that's going right, you need to support it. So if you think that these stations like ours are magically, you know, materialized from the ether and stay around forever, nothing does unless you really support it. So you have to get behind supporting Enid Live and Scott and Sims and Morning Retort and AM 1320. Tell people about it. Many, many, many people are completely unaware that we are around. And so you would be doing radio and the community that we serve, and it's a very vast community because we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. So we get listeners from all over the world, really, who respond to our programming. And programming like this is not so usual anymore in radio, because what you get is a lot of wannabes, you get a lot of conservative talk, you get a lack of imagination, you get the party line, and particularly the right-wing Republican Party line, the talking points from a lot of hosts. And what you don't get is local live. You get a lot of, as I said, syndicated radio, which means it's national, it's not local, it's not telling you what's going on in the community. And it's usually highly unimaginative, in my view, in the view of your femme fatale. So let me share with you what we've been doing and reminding you that I'm going to be at the swearing-in ceremony Friday morning. And I will be reporting back to you everything that I see, all details. No detail will be too small to report back to you, so it ought to be pretty interesting. I'm wondering about the ball, though, that night. How is he going to do the first dance? How can he? Do they do the first dance when it's an inaugural ball? Does the governor or the president, don't they do the first dance? Kind of like at a wedding reception? Has anybody been to one of these? I don't know if I've been to a gubernatorial inaugural ball. There's going to be pool coverage, so. But moi, your femme fatale, has not been invited to attend. I'm still waiting, though, for my invitation in case it got lost in the mail. But they really are not letting the media into the ball. And listen, you know, you almost have to bring your own oxygen. I mean, the talent is so creaky. You got Paul Anka. You have got Donna Summers. And you've got Jose Feliciano. Some of these people I wasn't completely sure were still among us. And none of them, I think, have had a hit since the middle 80s anyway, or middle 70s. So it's an intriguing, for your $50,000, I don't think you're going for the entertainment. But that's probably why Chevron, that's probably not the main reason Chevron is going. All right, what we've been talking about is Dickey wanting to send 20,000 more troops to Iraq. What can we do to stop them? How can we get involved? If you saw a man or woman, serviceman or woman being sacrificed, what would you do to prevent that from happening? Now, let me add to the conversation. One of the things that we have talked about is health care. And in the election, it turned out, according to the polling we saw in the last election, and I can't imagine what this polling was all about, but in the last election, when Phil Angelides was trying to mention health care, at least for children,
universal health care for children. He really dodged it when it came to adults. According to Dan Walters and others, the polling showed that maybe only 4% of Californians were interested in that subject. So Schwarzenklotz didn't pound it. Well, he's apparently it's going to be a centerpiece of his State of the State address. And how he's going to manage to twist himself around so that he includes the insurance, big insurers, and still manages affordable health coverage is going to be an amazing feat. But here it is. A new field poll. 8 out of 10 voters statewide believe that government should be responsible for assuring all Californians get access to affordable health coverage. The survey also found that while a majority of voters are satisfied with the current system of coverage, there is much anxiety about losing coverage in the future and not being able to pay the costs of a major illness or injury. Indeed, 77% said that they worry that they might not be able to pay for a major injury or illness. The survey comes as Schwarzenhabel and legislative leaders begin debate on plans for overhauling the system that is increasingly costly and leaves 6.5 million residents without coverage. Schwarzenegger is expected next week to unveil his ideas. You know, it would be a big, you'll have trumpets if he ever had an idea. So when he's going to unveil it, when he's going to take the shroud that they used to cover up the boobies of the Statue of Justice, remember that John Ashcroft did? They're going to use that same veil, and they're going to unveil the one idea that which is probably a staffer's idea that Schwarzenklotz had somewhere along the line, and we're going to hear about it next week. Okay, so anyway, he's going to talk. He's expected to unveil his ideas about expanding health care coverage and cutting costs. Already, the ledge's Democratic leaders have offered their own plans that call for workers and employers to share the cost. Don Parada's ideas are dopey. I heard him talking about them on a San Francisco station, and they are completely off the wall. They are completely unworkable. They are just not in the real world. And David Lazarus, talking about it in the Chronicle, just to give you some ideas. According to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the U.S. spent an average of $6,102 per person on health care in 2004. And this is the latest year for which figures are available. By contrast, Canada spent about $3,165 per person. France is supposed to have a fabulous healthcare system. France spent $3,159. So about half of what we spend. Canada spent about half. France spent about half. Australia spends about half. And Britain spends a mere $2,500. At the same time, life expectancy in the U.S. was lower. Lower. We spend twice as much. And in the case of England, almost three times as much per person on health care, and yet our life expectancy is lower. Well, because we watch Dickie and our blood pressure rises and we don't know what to do about it. And if we're uninsured, we got nowhere to go, I guess, to the ER. So life expectancy in the U.S. is lower than in each of these other countries as of 2004, and our infant mortality rate is higher. We are spending more and we are getting less, said a professor of health science at UCLA. We could be spending our money more wisely than we are. He said that creation of a government-run insurance system would help address this disparity by extending coverage to more people, placing a lid on administrative and operational costs. Let me tell you something. Sheila Kuehl's bill, SB 840, it sounded really good. And it was going to save the state $8 billion, with a B, $8 billion. It was going to cut out the insurers, I think. The state would be single payer. It would be a universal health care system. I'm sure it would have cut costs massively. And Schwarzenklotz would not go for it. 349-1320, 866-620-61320. What are your thoughts about this? Is it true? I mean, I think about this, and I have coverage. And most of you who have jobs will have coverage. But if you don't have coverage through your job, and you decide, you know, you're in business for yourself, you're a small business person or a big business person, and you decide on your own coverage, let me tell you something. You are treading on really thin ice, because these insurers, if you have any kind of a prior existing condition and it's almost nothing, they will either cut you loose if you really need to have the insurance, or they won't insure you. And the story I gave you, this is the LA Times reporting this, that a college student got denied coverage because he had jock itch that had been successfully treated with cream.
but they denied him coverage. A woman got cut from her insurance because she had a benign cyst in her breast. One healthcare person calls it hangnail underwriting. If a person has taken virtually any medication, they are going to be turned down. Somebody may never have had... There was one woman who couldn't get coverage. Her physician had diagnosed that she had ulcerative colitis. But after years without any additional symptoms, the doctor decided that his initial diagnosis was probably wrong. Well, forget it. She could not get coverage. She could not get coverage. And there is a high-risk pool, but they charge you like $800 a month, and the annual benefits are capped at $75,000. So it's not such a good... And what they do is they cherry-pick you, so they only want you if you are healthy. And you go see a shrink, and that's all privacy, because, you know, you sign all those HIPAA forms when you go to the doctor's office, which are a joke. Well, forget about that, too. After her fiancé died suddenly... Patricia Galvin left New York for San Francisco in 1996 and took a job as a tax lawyer for a large law firm. A few years later, she began confiding to a psychologist at Stanford Hospital and Clinics about her relationships with family, friends, and coworkers. Then in 2001, she was rear-ended at a red light. When she later sought disability benefits for chronic back pain, her insurer turned her down, citing information contained in her psychologist's notes. The notes her insurer maintained showed she was not too injured to work. She's 51 years old. She is an attorney. She was appalled. It wasn't just that she believed her insurer misinterpreted the notes. Her therapist, she said, had assured her that the records from her session would remain confidential. But they did not. There's sort of a little-known provision in which the records, when you have something else there, these loopholes, they can be used by insurers and of course, used to deny you what you are hoping to achieve. So you go see a shrink, you go see a psychologist. There are ways in which none of it remains private. I mean, this is horrible. 349-1320-866-626-1320. What are your thoughts about this? John in Elk Grove. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, John.
Hi there. You know, I think this country have a lot of mess that because of a lot of industries not being regulated. If you look at the way how energy right now, only part of the energy is regulated, like the utility companies, so we have the utility commission. What we need is that we need to mobilize people to put some kind of commission together to regulate the healthcare industry, you know, particularly the pharmaceutical. But one thing is just that, you know, these companies obviously have, wanted money. They hire all these lobbyists and dictating all these, legislators don't do anything as far as regulating the industry. So what it is that I think, you know, we need to regulate this industry just like the oil industry, because these are what they call life essential industry. What it is just like the electricity. The industry know, the government know that people are willing to pay how much, no matter how much, to get electricity, just like the people are willing to drive.
Well, I think there is some regulation. There is a state insurance commissioner, so there is some regulation, and they have threatened, for example, Blue Cross of California with lawsuits. In fact, physicians are joining the lawsuit because Blue Cross has canceled all kinds of insurance for the most bogus of reasons, the most bizarre reasons. I mean, even if you didn't have any kind of a negative diagnosis and you thought you had insurance, you're paying your premiums and so on, they drop you.
Right, but the thing is that only regulates the insurance industry. What we need is to regulate the pharmaceutical, the hospital, all the health care industry.
Well, we're regulating insurance, and has it made it any better?
I don't know. I don't think that we're...
John, you know, it sounds good. Well, let's regulate them. And what's it done? It's done nothing. There's a minimal boost that you get out of it. But what has it done for the consumer?
Yeah, but the thing is that, you know, like the way... If they could do it like the way the utility commission regulate the utility, then we might have price control.
Oh, do we have price control on our energy prices in the state of California, or did Enron wind up regulating the utility prices?
I know. Basically, but the thing is that, you know, they had a loophole in that case.
Well, it doesn't matter. They're always going to find or create a loophole, and then they're going to spend $50,000 so they can fund Schwartz and Klutz's imperial inauguration, and they're saying, you know, we're just doing because we're nice guys. We don't expect anything for it. Here's $50,000. Meanwhile, you had jock itch when you were in college, and it was successfully treated by a cream, and you're willing to step up to the plate and pay your money for your premiums. They say we don't want to take you.
Yeah.
We're not we're not signing you up. You had jock itch once, and let me tell you, if you took antidepressants and you write that down, I think that will precludes you from a lot of insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I think this, as I said, you said you have the if we have a commission regulator, then obviously the company would try to figure out to elect some of the people into the commission to benefit.
John, that's exactly right. The foxes are going to guard the hen house. I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Are you worried about health care? Have you got a health care story to tell? Did you once have jock itch and you were denied coverage because it was successfully treated by a cream when you were in college? You know, if you have had childhood asthma and you're doing these inhalers, these corticosteroids, you also might be denied coverage as well. But, I mean, these stories are hair-raising. And finally, the state of California has bestirred itself, and they're going after Blue Cross of California. And so some people, and some of these stories are so sad. But insurance is elusive even if you are healthy. Let's say you don't have what typically would be considered a prior existing condition, which is called being born, I think. But let's just assume you are a relatively healthy person. You know, maybe you have little crutches here and there. Everybody gets a crutch once in a while. But here, consumer advocates say out-of-date, ambiguous, and even erroneous medical information can render people uninsurable. You get a bad diagnosis or an incorrect diagnosis from a doctor that says you have something that you never had, they will deny you coverage. Here is a Blue Cross listed among the reasons it denied a recent college graduate. So how, he's what is he, like 21, 22? How old can you be? They denied coverage because he had a past bout of jock itch. Quote, successfully treated with cream. I'm not making it up. So you can go into a pool for high risk kind of a pool, but you will pay a monthly premiums that cost as much as $800, and yet your annual benefits will be capped at $75,000. And this is something I guess the state of California maintains. But most people in the high risk pool have been rejected by at least one private insurer. You know, if you don't have a job, unless you are somebody of means, you inherited money, or you've been, you know, you've got lots of dough, then you're going to be fine. Typically, I would say. But if you're somebody who doesn't have a job, where are you going to get this dough to pay $800 a month for insurance that where your benefits are capped at $75,000? It's not even a good cost to benefit ratio, is it? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Hello, and thank you very much. Madison Avenue, just west of Fair Oaks Boulevard, we have a 3-car crash. You westbound 50, just west of 59th Street, a 2-car crash is there. And eastbound I-80, just east of Truxell Road, we have a slowdown and a 2-car crash. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's Enid Live, doing full frontal talk radio. AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
I can't wait to hear the rest of the show.
Have you heard about the cool hype?
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sim.
To understand it.
Miss Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy. See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
If Romney gets the nomination, the tunnels win. Think about it. Taurus, Terra, Earth, tunnels.
Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cache Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cache Fever Jackpot hits, a Cache Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cache Fever Jackpot total and your Cache Club points online now at CacheCreek.com. So join Cache Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
No more cell phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... All right, new rule, no more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Tubes. Why? Enormous tubes. Massive tubes. It really is the Internet consumer bill of rights. Because he got tangled up with all of these things and going on the Internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal Internet, that is you and me. You and me is that tubes. The Internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
For a good time, call Enid at 349-1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the Wednesday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We are talking about health care and whether you're worried about it. And there's some really horror stories. But let me just add to something we were talking about. 349-1320, 866-626-1320, if you want to weigh in on that. Guess what is being, apparently, the New York Times is set to report in tomorrow's edition. And this is, I can't believe. Key Senate Democrats are warming to Bush's plan to increase troops. Key Senate Democrats are apparently, now, I don't have any more information than that, but this is what the New York Times is supposed to be reporting in tomorrow's issues, that key Senate Democrats, and I wonder who those would be, are warming to Bush's plan to increase troops. And if you joined us late, you missed a whole discussion of the 20,000 that Dickey wants to send in, and he's delusional, and the whole administration is delusional. And Keith Olbermann asked the question, if you were about to see somebody sacrificed, a man or a woman, a serviceman or a servicewoman, what would you do to prevent it? What are we doing to prevent it? So now Democrats are wanting to sign on to this? This is crazy. This is sort of like when everybody authorized Dickey to go to war. This is really bad. We'll know more when the story appears in tomorrow's editions. And we might have it before the show is over today, so I'll keep you posted if we do. We're talking about health care. It's a bigger issue than the polls in November would have indicated, or last fall. That many of us are quite concerned about it. 6.5 million Californians have no health care insurance. We spend about twice as much as Canada, twice as much as the French, and the French have a fabulous health care system. Our mortality rate is lower. Our infant infant mortality rate is higher, but we don't get better faster. I forget the term for that. I'll give it to you in just a second. So we're not doing as well as the French or the Canadians. And the English only spend about $2,500, so they spend almost about a third that we do. And at the same, life expectancy is lower than in any of those countries. Infant mortality rate is higher. So that's the story. Sheila Kuehl had a great bill. And here's the other thing. Your private psychotherapy notes, Well, there's a story about a woman who she's 37 years old. She's an L.A. hairstylist. She said she was startled to discover how much a bill collector knew about her. Federal rules permit the release of medical records in connection with, quote, payment. So as soon after she returned home from an uninsured hospital stay, the hospital's collection agency began dunning her for $8,600. When she disputed the bill, she learned that the agency had detailed records about her miscarriage and the treatment that she received for it. The rules also do not require patient permission for the release of records for healthcare operations, a broadly defined category that includes some marketing, data warehouses, and fundraisers. There's an advocacy group in California, and the head of it says that he has encountered patients who were diagnosed with borderline diabetes, then inundated with marketing materials for diabetes services and supplies from their medical providers. So where did that information, how did that information get passed along? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Do you have a medical insurance story that you want to share with us, or a lack of insurance story that you want to share with us, a health care story that you want to share with us? Dan in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Dan.
Hello, is this Enid?
Yes, it is. Welcome.
Well, Enid, I'm calling for one of these, a senior citizen, you might say. I still work full-time, and thank God for that, because this healthcare situation is a disaster. If you don't believe me, try to figure out what Medicare figures that, you know, has for you. Plan A, B, C, and you recently had to sign up for D. And if you want supplemental insurance, that costs you another $100 or so, and you still don't know what it covers.
What does Medicare cost a month? How much does that cost you? Do you know?
Medicare costs me very little, but there's so many sections of it, it's hard to figure out. It costs me like $25 a month.
Is that the typical? Does everybody pay about the same except for what those various sections?
Yes. Well, no, it varies a little bit, but California pays a little bit less than some other states. But what's hard to figure out is that there's supplemental insurance available, but it costs about $100 a month. But there's so many plans out there, health care, net care, AARP, and so forth, to try to figure out what it covers. It takes an attorney and a psychiatrist to figure out what you got for coverage.
I'm sure that's true. I don't know what the answer is. Maybe people who have maybe there are some good nonprofit advocacy groups that can give you some advice and some guidance.
Well, AARP advocates that. And so does your pharmacy.
But the AARP is selling insurance, too, so I'm not so sure. And let me tell you something. I lost a lot of respect for AARP when they went for this prescription drug benefit, which pays off the HMOs, which is a windfall to Big Pharma. And we get, as citizens, we get a little nothing drug benefit from it.
Well, at any rate, I think the whole system needs an overhaul. I don't know how to even mention, but... Thank God, I'm 71. I'm in excellent health. Thank God for that. But I have the supplemental thing just in case of emergency. But I want to tell you something. I can't figure it out, and I have friends in the same boat. They can't figure it out.
Well, there's got to be some sort of a nonprofit that you can go to find out what would be there. You ought to go online. Start surfing online.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you. Let me just reference you. You know, I'm hoping that Medicare is there for all of us when we need it. But here is, let me just give you the name of, I had a name here of somebody who is, now maybe this is a place to begin. There's a group called Just Health, a consumer health care advocacy group in California. Just Health, one word. So start there and see. I don't know. I can't say if they're legit or they're not legit. All I know is that they are quoted in the Wall Street Journal, and it's a consumer health care advocacy. I hope it's not one of these, you know, backed by the insurance companies and, you know, an AstroTurf kind of a group pretending to be something or other. But anyway, start there and see what you can find out.
Well, I'll tell you very quickly. I'm a college background. I have an education. I sold pharmaceuticals for a number of years as well. Still working. Thank goodness I'm working, because I think this healthcare system is a disaster.
What are you doing for a living now? Still selling pharmaceuticals?
I'm in the heavy equipment and parts business, and I.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. You're in what kind of business?
In the heavy parts and equipment business.
Oh, okay. All right. Oops, somehow we lost you. I thank you for the call. I think we lost him. Sharon in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Enid. The nonprofit that you were discussing and hoping that there was a nonprofit out there to help with Medicare. It's called HICAP, H-I-C-A-P.
H-I-C-A-P, okay.
Correct.
And they're a legitimate organization, you think?
Yes, it is, and they help people low-income with all the ins and the outs of the different supplementals and the different insurance, information.
So you don't have to be older. If you're low-income, they can help you figure out whether there's something affordable for you?
I'm not sure about that. I'm just not sure.
Okay.
About their requirements, but I know they're there because they were referred to me, and that's their function is to help you get through all the different plans and
okay.
find out what.
So it's largely a Medicare situation. Now, Sharon, thanks very much for letting us know about it. I appreciate that. 349-1320. Jack and Sack, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Jack.
Hi, Enid. Thanks for taking the call.
You're welcome.
I just wanted to talk about Medicare quickly. That lady, that last information was exactly right. HICAP is the place to go. They're well-trained volunteers that know about Medicare.
Are they for low income as well, or only if it's a Medicare situation?
Just Medicare.
All right, what if you're
long-term care insurance?
And what if you, because there are all those provisions. I know when my mom was looking at long-term care insurance, it was, I think it's one of those things that sounds good, but if you look at the fine print, you're going to gag because I think you think you're getting more than you are. But let me ask you this question. What if you're a low-income person and you have no insurance? Where do you go for some counseling there?
And are you elderly or disabled?
Low income, no insurance, no health insurance. Not elderly, not disabled. Is there any place to go for you?
The county social services will, on Medicaid or Medicare.
But if you have a job, let's say you have a job, so I don't know what their income requirements are. Let's say you have a job, but it doesn't pay benefits.
And you're above the income requirements.
Yeah, I don't know what if anybody works for one of those social service agencies, I don't know what the income requirements are, but let's just assume you're above the income requirements. Where can you go for some counseling as to how you might find some low-cost health insurance, or maybe there is no such animal?
Well, there is. There are some private counseling agencies around Sacramento. I can't think of their name right now. They compete with HICAP. They get foundation money, and they are supposedly expert in Medicaid and low-income insurance issues as well as Medicare.
All right. I thank you, Jack. I appreciate the information, and thank you so much for sharing it. If somebody knows anything about low-income, if you're working and you have, and I don't know what the limit is for Medicaid or Medi-Cal. But if you are uninsured and you are a lower income, but you are you don't qualify for whatever the state offers you, where can you go to get some kind of counseling about what kind of insurance you could reasonably afford if there is such a program? Bentley in Citrus Heights, hi, you're live with Enid.
Hello.
Hi, Bentley, welcome.
Oh, hi, Enid. Yeah, I'm a health insurance broker, and I just wanted to weigh in on some of this stuff that I've been hearing for the conversation. Number one, I have never heard of anyone being canceled because of a condition that they currently have. It is true that people do get denied for individual coverage, for health care coverage, but as far as somebody that has coverage being canceled, I've never heard that happen. And I've been in the industry for some time.
I would refer you to the Los Angeles Times, where they had one horror story after another. And I don't have the piece in front of me. It appeared a few weeks ago, but it was really pretty grisly.
Sure.
And this was Blue Cross of California, which is now, and there's a lawsuit. State of California, I think, is suing them, and physicians have joined the lawsuit.
Okay, I'm going to try and find that on the internet. The other thing is that I have seen, there's many people out there that can afford health care coverage that they can buy it themselves, but they choose not to. Their car payment.
All right, let's say you make $30,000 a year and you don't have benefits.
Right.
What do you get for that?
Well, if you are a young person in your 20s, there are plans that you can afford, as low as $60 and $70 a month.
What if you're in your 40s? What if you're in your 30s?
Yeah, it, well, the price is going to go up.
What if you're, or let's say you're 39?
You could probably get something in the $100, $120 range.
A month. And what if you have a kid?
Yeah, if you have a kid, well, that's one thing.
How are you going to do this on $25,000 or $30,000 a year? How is this affordable? And we don't even know what they pay in terms of you're paying your $120, $200 a month for coverage for two. And, you know, what are the limits? What do they pay? How good a policy is it?
Yeah, there's no doubt there is a problem out there, but there are, you know, the companies that are out there that are offering health care coverage, they do offer a lot of plans, and oftentimes it's not as expensive as what people think.
Bentley, every time you write a policy, do you get a commission?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Bentley, every time you write a policy, do you get a commission?
I do.
How much?
Well, generally speaking, it's 7% for group health care coverage, and it's higher, about sometimes 20% for individual coverage.
20% of what? Of the monthly premium of
Yes, but listen, it costs an insured the same whether they go through an agent or they go directly to a company. It costs the same amount. The thing that agents can do is they can help you in finding a plan that works for you.
If we were to go to a single-payer universal system, would you be out of a job? You would, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would.
So you would not be in favor of this system, would you?
Not necessarily. I would just have to survive. It could be something that might be better for the country, but it might not also.
It might be better for the country, but it might not be better for Bentley.
That's true.
All right. I thank you for your candor, Bentley. 349-1320. And Carol in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Enid. Unfortunately, I have more than a little bit of information on what you're talking about because I became medically disabled about 6 years ago.
Well, we only have a few seconds here because we have to take a break. So tell me quickly.
Well, if you're really interested in the information.
I can't go into a long organ recital, but just tell me give me the headlines.
Well, the first headline is if someone needs to have insurance and they only make $25,000 a year, as long as they have less than $2,000 savings, they can go on Medi-Cal and it costs them nothing.
So you have to, all right, so the limit is $25,000 a year and less than $2,000 in savings.
Yeah, in $2,000 savings, you can go on Medi-Cal, it costs you nothing.
Oh.
The next thing, UC Davis had a program for me so that when I wanted to pick which health insurance plan was the most beneficial for me, they punched in all the medications I take, and then they came back with the cheapest plan for those medications. And so I'm sure other agencies must have the same kind of software.
Wow.
And that's how I found out.
Uh-oh.
The next thing, HICAP really does nothing. You know, it's an agency that's basically run by, it's a charitable thing, and basically you need to find out your own information and do the footwork to save yourself money to get yourself insured. That's the only thing I can say. So I just wanted to share all that because I've been in the system and I found out, and it's up to each person to find out and take care of their own needs.
You know, here's what's
looking out for you.
You know, that is so true about the medical health care system. You're seeing all these ads for various medications. You know, you're diagnosed with something. They very often there's disagreement about the treatment, and you really have got to be your own advocate and ombudsman. Carol, thank you so much. We hope you're feeling better, too. 349-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Well, thank you very much, Enid. Things are going on there, southbound 99. A little bit, though, just slow-moving traffic. Just past Elk Grove Boulevard, it looks like we have a vehicle on the right-hand side. Madison Avenue, just west of Fair Oaks Boulevard. And westbound I-80, just east of Atlantic. Enid Live will be back at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
She's not right, but she's never wrong. Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, I'm Dale Shornet.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule.
country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag, is a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The L.A. City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. An Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes region, so folks in the Detroit and Saginaw, you might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area, so stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out of it. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's fair. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
At Cash Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever Jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever Jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cash Creek Casino Resort.
New rule, Jewish people have to start... The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to... Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? New rule. Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320. Live, local, and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
You're my
on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7, 3 to 7. And if I do a pop quiz, do you know what you're listening to? Do you know you're listening to AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel? Do you know you're listening to Enid Live, your Flim Fatal? We're talking about health care, and we're talking about how your privacy simply doesn't obtain no matter how many HIPAA forms you sign. And if you have some payment issues and bill collection and so on, some of your most private information is distributed to those collectors. And if as has happened to this attorney who's now practicing or is living in Northern California, she went to Stanford. She had some issues. Somebody in her family committed suicide. She was seeing a psychologist. All those notes became public and were sent off to the insurance company when there was an auto accident where she was rear-ended and a disability occurred. So, I mean, you have so many issues here. You are denied coverage if you had some minor nothing little hangnail or something that actually didn't happen, a benign cyst on the breast, for example, or if you actually do contract a disease and it turns out that they're going to have to pay for it, some medical issue, then they go back and comb over your records, and if you had an eyelash fell out, that's it, they cut you loose, and we're concerned about it. Here we have high mortality rates. We have high infant mortality rates in this country, and what we have here are health care costs that are twice as high as those in Canada and in France. And France is supposed to have a very good system. And in Australia, our life expectancy is far lower, even though our health care rates per person are about twice as high. In England, they average about $2,500. Our average is about $6,100. So almost a third, almost a third. And they do better than we do as well. I mean, this is crazy. This system is nuts. This is for the rich corporations. This isn't for the people. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. So if you have an agency that you can recommend who can steer people who are low cost, you know, who are lower income people, you know, what are the limits? Now, Carol tells us it's $25,000, but somebody else says that's not correct. And you can get Medi-Cal as long as you have less than $2,000 in savings. I'd like to hear from you. Andy in Rockland. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Andy. Andy, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, Enid. This is Andy. And I had a question for you. I've been listening to the folks on the healthcare, different things out there, and I find it very interesting. But I had a question. You see, my situation is kind of different. I am a U.S. citizen and all that. I've been here for many years, and I have a good income and all that. But I'm an immigrant, and my dad, I mean, he's over 65 years old, and he intends to, I mean, he's kind of like...
Andy, tell me quickly. We don't have a lot of time, so please cut to the chase.
What I wanted to know is this Medi-Cal thing, you know, I mean, like I heard about the income and asset limits, you know, yes, from the other caller. But I just wanted to know, what options do I have?
I don't know. I'm not Mrs. Medi-Cal. How do I know? Call Medi-Cal and ask them. Don't call me. Andy, darling. Do I look like the reference librarian?
I did.
All right. You probably know more about it than I do.
Well, not really. I mean, I see there's a very healthy debate.
What we're talking about is a universal health care system for everybody so that everybody, it will be far cheaper for all of us. It will bring down the medical care cost per person quite substantially. We will save $8 billion just off and running. And Schwartz and Klutz, who is hobbling around on these crutches because he now doesn't have a leg to stand on, he is going to be unveiling some sort of a health care program next week. We'll see what it consists of. I do thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Insurance is elusive even if you are healthy. And you want to live long, you want to live lifelong, stay in school longer. There's a big correlation. The longer you stay in school, the longer you live. And we have mantras about that. We're living long enough to outlive our enemies. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. We do have lows tonight right around 37. Highs coming up tomorrow, 57. Slow at Southbound 99, Northbound 99, a little bit just past Arden Way and I-5 at J Street. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento. Left channel.
I'm just gonna say right now what we're not saying.
She's not right.
And let the chips fall.
But she's never wrong.
Let the chips fall. Let the chips fall.
all where they belong.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
For a limited time.
About gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is, riding on the bus with poor people. New rule, call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
Win fast, win often. The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. On the job less than 2 years, National Intelligence Director John Negroponte, the U.S. intelligence czar, is stepping down. CBS News has learned that career diplomat Negroponte will return to the State Department as Deputy Secretary, and Mike McConnell, a former head of the National Security Agency, will succeed him in the top intel job. CBS News security consultant Randy Larson says U.S. intelligence is in need of reform, and this change could be an obstacle.
With the right leadership in there,
it would be much more than just another layer of bureaucracy. It could actually bring about significant changes. But if we're going to have a revolving door on leadership, it's going to be extremely difficult to make those changes.
The reasons for Negroponte's departure aren't clear. In a recent interview, he said he planned to stay in the job through the end of this administration. Still no firm timetable for President Bush to announce his Iraq strategy, but CBS News has learned the Pentagon expects him to order a surge of troops, and it's prepared to send in about 9,000 soldiers and Marines, with another 10,000 outside the country on standby. Today, Mr. Bush focused on his domestic agenda.
This new year brings new opportunities for progress, and I'm looking forward to working with the new Congress.
The new Democrat-controlled Congress convenes tomorrow. Mr. Bush says he'll submit a proposal to balance the budget within 5 years, and he'll keep pushing to have his tax cuts made permanent. In Grand Rapids, Michigan, a military flyover and a bugler playing taps were the final salutes to Gerald Ford. He was buried this afternoon on the grounds of his presidential museum. At a church service earlier, former President Jimmy Carter explained how two political rivals he beat Ford in 1976 became friends once they'd left the White House.
We both served in the U.S. Navy. He owned battleships, I owned submarines. As junior officers, in fact, it was my profession. And we both enjoyed our unexpected promotion to Commander-in-Chief.
Mr. Carter repeated the words he spoke 30 years ago when he succeeded Ford. Struggling to maintain his composure, he said, "I want to thank my predecessor for all he did to heal our land." Duke University has relaxed its ban on two lacrosse players accused of assaulting a stripper last year. CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula has the latest.
In a written statement, Duke University President Richard Broadhead says allowing Colin Finnerty and Reed Seligman back into the school is the right and fair thing to do. Broadhead says while the two still face serious charges, kidnapping and sexual assault, the case has changed substantially and it's appropriate for the students to have a chance to return to Duke.
The most serious charge, rape, was dropped recently. A third player had already graduated from Duke when the charges were filed. Today on Wall Street, the Dow had its ups and downs and it finished 11 points lower at 12,474.
Yep, all our sales figures are right in his head.
I see. Does that concern you?
Not at all.
Every waking moment.
You know, there's an easier way to manage your business. QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't. It even makes tax time a cinch.
We need that.
Are you sure? I got it all right here.
I'm sure.
QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at CompUSA, OfficeMax, or Circuit City.
And now for the bonus round. What is the molecular number of tapioca pudding?
32.
Correct. If today is yesterday's tomorrow, what is Sunday?
Slightly overcast.
Correct. About how many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
1 billion.
Correct! Netflix! Nearly 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose your movies online and get DVDs delivered right to your door in about one business day. A plan that's right for you from only $5.99 a month. Netflix. It's that easy.
You think it's easy to be a couch potato? A weekend competition in Chicago separated the men from the boys, but not from their remotes. WBBM Radio's Regine Schlesinger has the story.
The winner and still champ, accountant Jason Pisarek, who retained his title as the Couch Potato King in a contest that forced competitors to sit for days and do nothing but watch TV. Runner-up Noah Manley conceded after almost 40 hours, saying after the New Year's Day football games ended, he couldn't hack it anymore.
They were showing some really uninteresting programming, X Games and poker, which isn't high on my list. So we really had to watch that, even though we really didn't want to. There was nothing else on.
As for Pisarek, after winning, what were his plans?
I'm going to bed.
Among his prizes, a new 42-inch TV. Regine Schlesinger, CBS News, Chicago.
Cell phones have been banned from New York City schools, but enforcement is a problem. Officials are considering their options, including a plan to place lockers outside the building so students could store their phones till dismissal time. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Live and local, it's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Some color love, I don't know what to think. Such a mystery.
6:05, 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. It is our final hour, and we've been talking about many, many things today. We've been talking about health care in the last hour. We've been talking about the troop surge of 20,000. It is being reported, but no developments yet, that the New York Times is going to have a story in tomorrow's editions where key Senate Democrats are warming to Bush's plan to have...
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sam.
To understand it.
Miss Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy.
See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
If Romney gets the nomination, the tunnels win. Think about it. Tourists, Terra, Earth, tunnels.
Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Early bad choices, including drug use, starting in high school and ending in college, as well as his tortured search for racial identity. His mother is Caucasian and his father is black, are sure to receive new scrutiny. As a potential candidate, Obama has presented himself as a fresh voice offering a politics of hope. And, you know, he's got a lot of personal magic and charisma. And the question is his the past drug use going to be an issue for him? And should it be an issue? I mean, he wrote about it candidly. Who hasn't used drugs, I guess? And listen to this. As political media buzzed about whether or not Barack Obama's admission 11 years ago that he used cocaine as a teen would hurt his political prospects, Fox News ran a segment on Obama's cocaine confession. But their conversation took apparently an unusual turn when Fox reporter Kieran Chetri said that President Bush had also admitted to using cocaine. Obama talks very candidly, as did our current president, who admitted to using cocaine, correct? Others that she's talking to demure. I don't think that he has ever actually admitted, but he has never denied it. Dickey has never admitted it, as far as I know, unless you know something I don't. But he has never actually denied it. So, here's the reporter at Fox, Fair and Balanced. We distort, you decide. Well, so she says, Obama talks very candidly, as did our current president, who admitted to using cocaine, correct? Well, who wrote, she goes on to say, somebody wrote in a book, well, he admitted that he had an alcoholic, he had a drinking problem. Who was it who said they witnessed him using cocaine? It was somebody who wrote a book. Actually, it wasn't, and I think that book was shredded. As her colleagues tried to talk her down from the line of discussion, she responded, okay, fine, but there were questions about the current president and whether he used cocaine or not as a young guy, but there's something about turning your life around that people can't accept. So they hustled her right out of that conversation. And my question is it going to be an issue? It was not an issue in a Senate race, but there was not, you know, you don't have the big money doing opposition research. You don't have the big money doing the spin that Hillary's campaign, I don't know whose campaign and what they're going to do. But in any event, my question is this going to haunt him? Is it going to hurt him if he decides to run for president? It is being reported that Hillary Clinton views Barack Obama as her biggest obstacle to nomination, but that she believes the threat of his candidacy will diminish as voters learn how inexperienced he is in government and in foreign affairs. Well, let me just say something about that. How experienced was Dickey when he came to office? He had never even been out of the country more than a couple of times, I think. He didn't know who anybody was. You couldn't have been less experienced than he was. How much experience does Rudy Giuliani have? A New York Times reporter has filed a high-impact story, which has yet to be published, according to newsroom sources. We don't know when it will be published. Clinton has engaged in a series of nearly nonstop political consultations since Election Day in what her advisors say are preparations for, in all likelihood, announcing her interest in running for president. dining recently with allies in New Hampshire. Hillary was probing and absorbing and clearly informed. The topic turned to the Democratic sweep in New Hampshire in November. Hillary wanted to know how the Democrats managed to unseat the state's two Republican members of Congress and what were the key issues. Clinton told Democrats that she viewed her two strongest potential Democratic opponents as Obama and as John Edwards. So we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but Obama writes in his memoir 11 years ago that he started using drugs in high school and he quit in college. Will this be an issue? I mean, Dickey was an alcoholic. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. You can email me, Enid at kctc.com, and we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. The Borowitz Report, satire. Obama posing threat to rock stars, rock stars fear. Potential 2008 presidential candidate. Senator Barack Obama is posing a serious threat to the nation's rock stars as millions of Americans abandon their favorite recording idols to worship the junior senator from Illinois instead, a representative of the nation's rock stars said today. Carol Foyler, director of the National Association of American Rock Stars, said that Senator Obama is consistently outdrawing rock acts such as Aerosmith and Metallica, putting the future of America's rock stars in jeopardy. If there are empty seats at our shows, they can be explained in two words, she said. Barack Obama. Senator Obama is the single greatest threat to rock and roll since Napster. Just last week, the Illinois senator drew a standing room only crowd at New York's Shea Stadium as part of his sold out Obamapalooza tour. My name is Barack Obama, he told the 80,000 plus crowd who screamed with delight and held Bic lighters in the air begging for an encore. I used to follow REM, but now I'm into Barack, said Tracy, 34, one of the thousands of new Obama fans in attendance. This dude is audacious. While Mr. Obama's eight-minute performance was shorter than some of his fans would have liked, he did unveil a possible slogan for a 2008 candidacy, Vote for Barack Obama. The slogan got a huge reaction from his fans, including Tracy. I love the slogan, Tracy said. It's audacious. So, the Borowitz Report, satire. Some days are better than others with the Borowitz Report. So, will it hurt Barack Obama that he has admitted to cocaine use? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And here's a Fox reporter who actually had the temerity to mention that Dickey probably used cocaine, except she got a little bit wrong. It was in a book. The book was sort of discredited. The truth of it is probably correct that Dickey used cocaine. He has never denied it at all. I don't think he could deny it. She mentions it and then hastily turned the subject to his alcoholism. I want to talk to you about something that's going on in Sacramento, and I'm thrilled about it. But before I get there, I teach you with it as we ended the last hour. But if you want to have a long life, and we've been talking about insurance, health insurance, the lack of health insurance, how hard it is to obtain health insurance if you don't have a job. If you're self-employed and you think you've got health insurance and you've been paying the premiums, you find out if you ever have to use that health insurance that actually you really don't. They will cut you loose if you start to use it. They will find any excuse in the world to drop you. And that's why the state of California is suing, for example, Blue Cross, and a bunch of physicians are joining in the suit. But if you want to live a long time, and we all want to live a long time, here's your goddess's mantra. I don't want to make my beneficiaries happy. Why make your beneficiaries happy? Number one. And number two, you want to outlive your enemies. And, you know, some of us, I want to work till I'm 1,000 years old, because in the state of California, you don't die unless you smoke or you eat red meat. It's that simple. So here it is, a surprising secret to long life. Stay in school longer. But they don't know why that is, but the longer you stay in school, the more likely you are going to have a long life. It has been a surprise to the researchers. The one social factor that researchers agree is consistently linked to longer lives in every country where it has been studied is education. So it isn't just in this country where it's been studied. It's all over the country or all over the world. And the more education you have, it's more important than race. It obliterates any effects of income. The more education you have, the longer you tend to live. Why would that be, do you think? Is it that if you've had more education, presumably you're smarter, you might make better choices? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I don't think they know why exactly. I mean, they can theorize. But why do you think you would, if you had more education, are you smarter? Here's the thing. We put such a no premium at all on being smart anymore. We love it when we meet smart people. We love smart talk radio, don't we? But we put no premium at all on intelligence. Everybody's striving hard to that downward dash to the bottom where we are as mediocre as we can possibly be. Mike in Elk Grove. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Yes, Hillary is probably our next president. But if Barack Obama was the Democratic ticket, me being Republican and a black man, I couldn't live it down around my black friends if I voted against a black man. So so long as Condoleezza isn't on the ticket, Barack would have my vote. But other than that, I don't know what I'd do in this next election. But
so wait a minute, you mean race would trump party on this one? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
For you. So you would vote, you would cross over. Do you think that you're pretty representative of Republican, African-American Republicans, of which there are probably only 10 in the whole country?
No, there's
you and Colin Powell and Condi, and that's about it.
No, Bush gained more black votes in the last election. He didn't lose from election.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people wised up, a lot of people who thought that they were. So I have a lot of Republican listeners who call in to say that they are not Bush supporters anymore. They think he's crazy on the war, or they think it's a quagmire. I know you want your sister to go and serve while you're going to stay home and not serve, Mike, but that's another story. Send the women in, Mike, to do a man's job. If it needs to be done, send a woman to do it, Mike.
Barack, but I don't think he's going to win the ticket because I hope to have a black president anyway.
Well, wait a minute. Can you? How does it work? You got to vote the ticket. I forget now. I've voted in enough elections to know that. But you can't. Can you split the ticket? I mean, in other words, can you vote for a Republican? No, you got to vote for both of them. You can't do a Republican president and a Democratic vice. But you got to vote for this. Everybody on the same side.
Yes, but I don't think that Barack is going to win the election. I think he could end up being the vice president. And in that case, I would probably vote for even if he was on the vice presidential ticket. If the other ticket was straight white, I would probably end up voting for even Hillary. Oh my gosh, it'd be the second time I voted for Clinton. It would be horrible. But I want to see diversity at the White House so that there will be no more excuse for some black people who want to self-destruct. They will see somebody in the top leadership saying that black people have a better chance than ever in this country.
Well, wait a minute. What do you mean black people who want to self-destruct? In what way are they wanting to self-destruct?
Some black people believe that the white man is their biggest problem holding them down. And if there was a black president, that excuse would seriously have a lot of holes in it from here on out. It would be non-existent almost. If you had a black president in the United States, there's no way that some people are saying the white man's holding me down that it's racism the reason why I'm not doing good for myself. So it would be a good self-help thing to have a black president. I think.
Well, let me tell you something. There is always going to be racism, and there is always going to be sexism. Women don't do as well. There are only, I have to tell you, maybe a handful of women all over the country who are doing talk radio, general talk radio. I don't mean psychology talk or some of the other stuff. There are very few who do it. It happens that we have a couple here in this market, but in general, very few. There are all kinds of ceilings. Women still don't make as much as men, and they've been stuck. They graduate in higher numbers from college, more so than men do. They don't make as much as men. They're even stuck making less than they were. Men make more, and it isn't going up. It's actually gone down, the amount that women are making, so vis-a-vis what men are making. So there are always going to be impediments and obstacles. And I think the way you mark how you have lived your life is how you negotiate the obstacles and the impediments.
Well, I think that no matter what, it will be a good thing for black people to see a black president.
So you're go ahead.
There's a lot of anger. In fact, I was talking to a man who was angry. I have often have conversations where people say that it's the racism, it's the racism, it's the racism.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I think it's amazing. You're telling me that if Barack Obama's on the ticket, even if Hillary heads the ticket, or whoever heads the ticket, maybe Barack might head the ticket. We don't know. Or John Edwards, you're going to go for it. That's what you're telling me.
Yeah, so long as he's not facing Condoleezza Rice, mind you.
You know, you got to be. She has been so mediocre in every position she's had.
Mediocre.
And you know what? That's a compliment for her.
She is the most wonderful black, one of the most, besides Oprah. My goodness.
Oprah, I like, and Oprah's accomplished. Condoleezza Rice, you know, it's true she's attained a high office, but her performance is so pathetic.
That's you as a Democrat talking there. That's very partisan there. But as a role model, my goodness, she's smarter than Bush. Come on.
Well, listen, I got a banana that's smarter than Bush. I thank you, Mike, for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You will live longer if you have more education. And if you are an African-American, or even if you're not, did you hear what Mike had to say? Mike is a hardcore Republican, and he says if Barack's on the ticket, he's crossing over. It's going to be not a party issue. It's going to be a race issue. He would vote for Barack, even though Barack is a Democrat, and he'd have to go with the Democratic ticket. What are your thoughts about that? 349-1320. And what are your thoughts about the fact that Barack admitted in a memoir written about 11 years ago that he did use cocaine, started in high school and finished in college? You know, Dickie was not only a major doper, but an alcoholic until he was 40 years old. I mean, 40, one thing to stop when you're in college, but 40 years old, that means you never really got out of college if you even did very well while you were in college. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Sometimes I wonder on the streets of Sacramento what some people are on. They must have followed in Dickie's footsteps. South at Gap City Freeway, just south of Arden Way. Northbound 99, just north of Mack Road, and eastbound 90, just west of Longview. All are slow areas. I-5, 50 going over top of the mountain, and on the way to Roseville, right there by Madison Avenue on I-80. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Love Channel.
Truth, according to Enid, will set you free.
Really?
Call her now at
349-1320. Oh, hi. How are you?
Boxcar. At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cache Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cache Fever Jackpot hits, a Cache Club player wins, just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cache Fever Jackpot total and your Cache Club points online now at CacheCreek.com. So join Cache Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
No more cell phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate. And then up your ass. All right, new rule. No more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Tubes. Why? Enormous tubes. Massive tubes. It really is the internet consumer bill of rights. Because you got tangled up with all of these things that are going on the internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If
laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of truths.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag. It's a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The L.A. City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. An Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes regions, the folks in the Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area. So stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's terror. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320. Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
Wednesday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7, 3 to 7, Mondays through Fridays. John Elliott will be doing his show live. He's Air America and follows me on, I think. He'll be doing his show live Friday. So we will all meet him for the first time. And I'll be happy to introduce him, and also Richard Clark, who is former counterterrorism czar under a number of presidents. As you can hear him Friday morning at 7 a.m. on the Morning Retort with Scott and Sims. And I will be at Schwartz and Klutz's swearing in, where they'll be swearing at me. No, just kidding. On Friday morning. So I will be reporting back and letting you know what happens. And they're keeping most of the press out except for pool coverage for the ball on Friday night, where we would be wheezing to the beat of Paul Anka and Donna Summers and Jose Feliciano. We were talking about health care. One of the California's largest physician organization is asking to join a patients in a class action lawsuit alleging that Blue Cross illegally dumps policyholders after authorizing expensive medical treatment and then refuses to pay the bills. It's accused of dumping customers, leaving them stranded with huge bills. I mean, this is horrible. This is so unconscionable. This should have been solved a long time ago. So we're going to be very interested to hear what healthcare ideas Schwarzenegger can offer us. We were talking earlier to Mike, who is an African-American, a Republican, and he says if Barack makes it onto the ticket, even as a vice president, he's crossing party lines and he's going to vote for him. So in that case, race Trump's party. And I wonder if there are a lot of Republicans or African-American Republicans who feel the same way. I'd love to hear from you on that one. Will it hurt Barack Obama that he has admitted in a memoir 11 years ago? So I think it's old news. It didn't hurt his senatorial campaign. But a presidential campaign is a different beast. Will it hurt him that he admitted to cocaine use? It started in high school and it ended in college, which is better than Dickie. I think Dickie did it till he was in his 40s. And we don't know if he isn't still drinking. We don't know what he's doing. If you want to live a long life, the thing you want to do is you want to have a lot of education. It is the surprising secret to a long life. Stay in school. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. This was a quote from Emma Goldman. Remember the poet, give me your tired, your poor. The most violent element in society is ignorance. The most violent element in society is ignorance. We're getting dumb and dumber, and we're not staying in school. And the longer we stay in school, I think sometimes the dumber we get. But the surprising secret to longevity, and it doesn't matter, it trumps your income situation. I think it doesn't matter where you live. Apparently, this holds up worldwide. It's more important than race. Any effects of income, you know, let's say you're a high-income person, doesn't matter. The correlation is to the longer you stay in school. The one social factor that researchers agree is consistently linked to longer lives in every country where it has been studied is education. Why do you think that is? Why is it that the longer you are in school, the more education you have, the longer you will live? Is it that you will make better choices for yourself? Is it that presumably you are smarter, and if you're smarter, you're going to make better choices? Well, I mean, what would you guess if you were thinking about what the reason behind that particular statistic? What does it mean? What would you guess? What would you theorize? That are you a healthier person to begin with, in order to appreciate education more? So are you already tend to be a more healthy person so that you could, you know, sit yourself in school for all those hours and all those years? I don't know. The first rigorous effort to decide whether education really changes people so they live longer began in an inauspicious way. It was 1999, and a Columbia University graduate student was casting about for a topic for her doctoral dissertation. She found an idea in a paper published 30 years earlier. Three economists noticed the correlation between education and health and gave some advice. If you want to improve your health, you will get more return by investing in education than by investing in medical care. So, all right, so if you have to go to the ER and you don't have, if you are sick and you don't have insurance, get over to the high school or get over to the college instead of to the ER, apparently. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And to help you live longer, guess what Sacramento County is beginning to do? It's I want to know about this. I want to know before I go into one of these establishments. They're going to begin grading Sacramento restaurants. And I hope that the Bee does us all a big public service and publishes the results and doesn't say, well, you know, in case those restaurants are advertising with us, we don't want to say anything bad. I think that's a great public service for them to list the restaurants that get the high marks and the low marks. Green in the window before eating is good. Green in the mirror after dining is bad. Sacramento County health officials expect to reduce the number of green faces and rumbling stomachs induced by foodborne illness through their new color-coded food facility inspection program. The program, which started yesterday requires the county's 5,500 restaurants, markets, bakeries, and cafeterias to prominently display a green, yellow, or red placard issued by an inspector. The placards do not represent a major shift in the county's food facility inspection process, but are rather a change in the end result. The colored cards give diners and shoppers a concise version of inspection reports that restaurants and other food businesses already are required to keep and once had to post. But I don't know how much actual inspection takes place. I think the county probably, if it's like most places, doesn't have that big a staff. And I've heard horror stories from people who have worked in kitchens as to what really can go on. You know, if you insult a waiter, maybe he'll go out and spit in your food before he brings it out to you. The only piece of advice my aunt, the only piece of etiquette advice an aunt of mine once offered me, whose family had once owned a resort, was if you find a fly in your soup and the waiter wants it, do not let the waiter take away the soup and bring you a new one. You make the waiter bring you the new soup first before he takes the old soup away. Because what he's going to do, she having worked in the kitchens for so long, is he's going to flick that fly out and bring it right back to you. So that was the only piece of etiquette advice I ever got from my aunt. So here we are. We're going to find out what restaurants it's safe to eat in and what restaurants it's not so safe to eat in. Have you ever worked in a restaurant? And can you tell us? What goes on in the kitchens of restaurants that we would be really surprised to know about? I know that there's a lot of drug usage in restaurant kitchens, or at least I've read that. I've been told it. I know that there is a high adrenaline level. I don't know how they get it together so that the timing is right, and you're dealing with people's appetites, and whenever you're dealing with people's appetites, it gets crazy. I don't know how they time everything and get all those dishes out and plate everything up and do it the way they're supposed to do it, but I have also heard stories about some of the filthy conditions. Anthony Bourdain wrote about what days you should not order fish because the deliveries come in on a certain day of the week, and if you order it the day before, you're getting all the old fish. You're getting all the kind of not so good stuff, and then it goes, you know, stuff that goes into, say, a meatloaf. Is it very fresh? 349-1320, 866-626-1320, or if it goes into a stew, how fresh is it? You know, E. coli, they can kill it at a high enough temperature if they cook it long enough. I don't know what they can do with E. coli and vegetables, but I have heard some pretty bad kitchen horror stories. And if you have worked in a kitchen, what kind of warnings would you issue to a patron who is trying to extend, who's trying not to conk out by eating in a restaurant? 349-1320, 866, especially since healthcare is so hard to get your hands around. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Misty in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Misty.
Hi, my name's Misty, and I've worked in a restaurant for many years.
Yes.
And my advice would be to be nice to your server, because...
What have you seen happen when people aren't so nice to the server?
I have seen a gentleman who asked for a clean spoon because it had water spots on it, and went back and, you know, the waitress polished the spoon, came back and it still wasn't good for the gentleman about 3 or 4 times. So the last time she licked it clean with her tongue.
Oh, no.
And that spoon to the gentleman, which he took and ate with.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What else have you seen, Misty?
Yeah. So I just wanted to let you know that piece of advice. So.
Anything else that you've seen? Do waiters really spit in the food?
I've never spit in food. I've worked in restaurants for 10 years. I've never spit in anybody's food.
Did that person that she licked the spoon clean, did that person leave a very decent tip, I wonder?
You know what? I think they did. So it wasn't somebody we had seen before, you know. And if people
And probably nobody lived to tell about it afterward either.
Probably not.
Okay, yeah. Miss. Well, thank you very much for this story, for this unappetizing story, Misty.
All right.
I appreciate it. Thanks. 349-1320. If you worked in a restaurant, and there's an example, you might want to think twice about returning the spoon with the water spot. Tell them to bring out a new spoon, and you hope they haven't licked it. Oh God. Now if we get dirty flatware, we're going to think twice about having him fix it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Well, Bell Street, just south of Auburn Boulevard, we have a two-car crash there. Westbound 50, just west of northbound 16th, there's a two-car crash over there. And eastbound I-80, just west of Trucks the Road, we have an accident. I'm not sure how many cars are involved. The emergency vehicles are blocking the lanes. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Goldstein, a sign of intelligent life in the political universe. On AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
It's all about. At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpot. Jackpot start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever Jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever Jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
New rule. Jewish people have to start. The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to. Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? New rule. Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
About gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it, because you know what the alternative is. Riding on the bus with poor people. New rule. Call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320. Is forming to the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Everybody, 6:45 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7, 3 to 7. Weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Are you telling three people every day that you don't even know that Enid Live is here? that I'm your favorite information anarchist, that the goddess is in for 4 hours, 5 days a week, and we are talking about lots of interesting things. We're talking about what happens in kitchens that you don't want to know about. Kitchen Confidential, Anthony Bourdain read that book, which was, I've actually interviewed him, which is pretty interesting, because I think if you knew what happened in a lot of, restaurant kitchens, you might not eat out as much. And I don't think there's as much inspection as there ought to be. So if you've worked in a restaurant situation, I'd like to hear from you. You've already heard one horror story. Are there others that some of you who have worked in restaurants can and share with us and give us a heads up so that we don't fall prey? 349-1320, 866-620-1320, or fall ill, worse. Aria in Sacramento, am I pronouncing your name correctly?
It's Aria.
Aria. Well, like an operatic aria. Thank you for joining us. You're live with Enid.
Well, actually, I have both sides of the story for you. For one, I think that a lot of these horror stories, like, they kind of scare people. And I think that, like, your kitchen at home may be probably dirtier than a, you know, your normal Chili's or Applebee's kitchen, you know.
Well, and you know what's really dirty in your kitchen at home? Your sponge.
Yeah.
The thing that you use to wash your dishes with, that sponge is supposed to be filthy with little critters that you can't see.
Yeah, exactly. And for the most part, when it comes to corporate restaurants, you know, there's so many rules and regulations that that's nothing to worry about. Yet, I've worked in the industry for 6 years, serving, bartending, hostess, everything. And I think that there's only been one time where I personally have done something and it had nothing to do with being a bad customer or complaining. It was somebody that outside, you know, in my personal life, I just happened to wait on. And I admit to it, I did actually spit in their salsa.
But wait. They weren't a bad customer. They weren't a bad customer. What were you trying to do? Dilute the consistency of the salsa? Why'd you spit in it?
I mean, aside from it wasn't a bad customer, it was a female who the weekend prior we had a personal, confrontation, a fight, if you would. And she just happened to have come into my restaurant and it happened to be her server.
Oh, my God. So you knew her? She wasn't just a random person that you had an encounter with. You knew her.
No random person. This is if your server is somebody who you personally are not on good terms with, I would ask for a new server because you may be messed with.
How would they give you a new server? Let's say that you had a really cranky, you know, I'll tell you what. Here's my bitch about servers. They come and ask you if everything's okay just when you're in the middle of an intimate conversation. Is everything okay? You know, they don't even wait to, you know, find an opening in the conversation. It's like they're hovering around asking every 2 seconds if it's okay. I hate that. I just hate that. Or otherwise, you can never find them. But
yeah, there's no in between, right?
No, there's no in between.
Or you can't ever find them.
That's right. There's no in between. But if you're in a restaurant, or give us some rules of the road here. If you're in a restaurant and a rules of the road kill, and you've got a server with an attitude, or you think the server could be poisoning your food in the kitchen, either spitting in it or doing something worse, how should you handle it and get some results?
Ask for the manager and just ask for a new server. And if that server is, you know, irritated in the first place, then that he or she will probably be happy to not wait on you anyways.
Yeah, but will they get back at you even though now you're in somebody else's territory and they'll spit in your food when that other server's not looking?
No, they have no control over your food. When your food comes out, the other server gets it, and, yeah, they won't even be able to handle your food.
Oh, they won't?
No.
Okay,
for the
most
part, no.
All right, what other things do we know about if we're going to go eat out? How can we not drop dead from E. coli or this administration? both of which are lethal, huh?
I was saying, for the most part, if you go to a place that you know looks bad, it probably is. But for the most part, if you're going to go to a corporate joint, that they have really good rules and regulations, and I can almost guarantee you there doesn't mean no problem there.
Can I give you my barometer, my personal barometer of a restaurant restaurants to stay out of? When you walk on the floor and your feet stick, don't eat there.
Yeah.
And particularly if you're walking into the restroom and that's exactly the phenomenon that you are encountering, I would walk right out because it means they don't care about cleanliness.
Yeah, that and the bathrooms are a good tell, too. The food's good, but the bathrooms, you know, unkept, then that means that they don't care about, you know, things in general. The bathroom's a good tell, too.
Well, I think so, too, and I think you're stupid if you're a restaurateur not to pay attention to the bathrooms. And I'm going to tell you a story. I had dinner not so long ago in the Bay Area in North Beach, and this was always a really good restaurant. I mean, it was really, you know, not fancy, but a real San Francisco joint, a really great place. But not unfancy either, but, you know. And anyway, the restrooms were always Always fresh flowers, always just really beautifully done, always. And it's now under new ownership. And if you're in the front of the house and you're eating, you know, there was they have jazz for dinner and on the weekends and stuff like that. And the food was okay. I won't say it was as brilliant as before. But if you go to the restroom, you can see that nobody cares anymore because you can just see the disarray. And I thought, if they don't care about the restroom, which is something that any patron will visit, then they don't care about anything else, the other details that go into the restaurant experience. And so I think I'm not going to go there again.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree. And a good analogy for that is what I tell guys is if you look at a girl's foot, like if they take care of their toes, then they most likely take care of everything else in their body. So that's a good analogy, you know?
Yeah, but if you look at a guy, what are they taking care of?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, really. They're sitting around in white beanie undershirts. They think they're gorgeous. All right, Aria. Thank you so much. I appreciate the call. 349-1320. Have you worked in a restaurant? Can you give us some horror stories? Can you give us a heads up? Can you tell us what to look for and what to be aware of and how we might conduct ourselves? And what's the regular tip? I guess it's becoming 20% now, isn't it? Every place. Although, you know, 15 to 20, I think. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. On AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Okay, Enid, really quick, I just want to tell you that I have been working in restaurants all of my entire life, and one of the biggest things to look for, I'm not going to tell you which company that I worked for years, I was head waitress, I line cooked, I did all the prep cooking, I did all kinds of stuff, and then I ended up being a manager. One of the biggest things, though, is when cooks get frustrated, and they're really, really busy, and they drop something, they do not take care of it.
They pick it right back up and serve it.
Damn right they do, and they serve it right off the block. So, except for when I admit it, that when I was doing it, I did not do that. I ticked off a few managers because I'd throw it away and go get a new one, and it made them angry. So, yeah, you know what makes me angry? South End 99 is always backed up. I-5, 50 over top of the mountain, and Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
It's talk radio for the left of us. Makes it so much more interesting for the listener. Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Attention, world.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sim.
To understand it.
Miss Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. The campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy.
See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not
Romney
the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
If Romney gets the nomination, the tunnels win. Think about it. Taurus, Terra, Earth, tunnels.
Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
At Cash Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever Jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins, just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever Jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cash Creek Casino Resort.
New rule number one, no more cell phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your ass. All right, new rule. No more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
the French are glad to die for love.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
The hand may be quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. A kiss may be grand, but it's not pay the rental on your humble flat, or help you feed your appetite. Men grow cold as girls grow old, and we all lose our charms in the end. But crack or pear shape, these moths don't bloom.
Material world. 657 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. Oh, diamonds are a girl's best friend. I have to tell you, I was invited to a New Year's Eve party, and here's how we had to dress. If you were a guy, you had to dress black tie, but not real black tie. It could be a black shoelace around your neck. It could be a black tie and wear it on your head, but it just had to be something that was black around your neck or around your head. And if you were a woman, you were asked to wear denim and bling. It didn't have to be real bling. I don't have much denim, and I don't have much bling either. But it didn't have to be the real stuff. So people got blinged up, and they denimed out. And I thought, you know, that is really a great combination.